Blog Talk Radio.
Most important thing in business is honesty, integrity, hard work, family. Never forgetting where we came from.
Called me, dad was gone. Finally got my dad back. Live a bad, he wouldn't live long. And snatched my dad back. Guidance I never had that. Streets was my second home. Welcomed me with open arms. Provided a place to crash at. A place to study math at. Matter of fact, I learned it all. Burnt it all. This music is where I buried the ashes at. Flashback, not having much, not having that. Had to get some holler breath. You can holler back at. Holler that my Jewish lawyer to enjoy the fruit of letting my cash stack. And just in case a nigga got to use it. Own boss, own your master. Slaves, the mentality I carry with me to this very day. Fuck rich, let's get wealthy. Who else gon' feed we? If I need it, I'ma get it. However, God help me. And I don't need no hook for this.
Yo, let us pray. Father, please walk with us through the bad times as well as the good. May we be heard and understood from the suburbs to the hood. May you judge us by our hearts and not by our mistakes. And see that we get our breakthrough however long that it takes. May you fill that void in our souls that will lay our fears to rest. But there's no way we can live for Jesus when we're living in the flesh. So I pray that you allow our spirits to be born, grow strong, move on, know right from wrong. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, do not love the world or anything in the world. And we know what that means, but listen. We know the distance we need to be away from fire to keep it missing, but that doesn't mean we're missing. Lord, you take care of fools and babies. Teach women to honor their men and men respect their ladies. But lately, so many of us have gone astray, doing wrong for so long that we've forgotten the way. Please bring us back home, instill in us the word which is our backbone, which is chosen that hath grown. There is so much that we're entitled to, yet we receive so little. In this time of spiritual warfare, we're comfortable with little. So I pray that you open our eyes. Give us the anointing to recognize the devil and his lies. If we keep our actions wise and our prayers sincere, our head to the sky, you will diminish our fears. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. And amen.
Don't understand, do you? Hey, man, don't you realize in order for us to make this thing work, man, we've got to get rid of the pimps and the pushers and the prostitutes and then start all over again clean.
Hey, look, nobody's pushing me anyway, okay? I mean, not you, not the cops, nobody, man. I mean, you want to get rid of the pushers, I'll help you. But don't send your people after me.
Oh, come on, John. Can't you see that we can't get rid of one without getting rid of the other? We got to come down on both of them at the same time in order for this whole thing to work for the people.
Hey, look, nobody's closing me out of my business.
United, we can get over, yet we're still apart.
and to get an equal share. And until you give it him back, there'll be no peace. The brother's gonna work it out. Brother's gonna work it all out. All. We must all join hands. We can march across this land in peace. Love, joy with that understanding of truly moving on. Instead of brother turning on sister, sister turning on brother. Now how you gonna get it together? Being against one another. Shoot up, live up so high to your world that's turned to stone. How can you deal with the truth when reality's all gone? But brother's gonna work it out. Brother's gonna work it all out. Our brothers say, stop the pimps, the hustlers, the pusher man, as fast as you can. Open your ears and eyes to the facts of what's truly holding you back.
Everybody standing down, standing around. This is another wonderful Thursday. And this is a true grudge racing channel. And you know who I am. I'm the pimp of all pimps. Mr. Shaky. Mr. Shaky. And you know what? Man, I'm just so happy to be here. I don't even know if I'm going to talk about drag racing today. I want to talk about the real stuff. I'm just joking, y'all. Hey, welcome, everybody. This is a new grudge. He gave me too much power, man. I'm sorry. He gave me too much power, man. What he doing to me, man? I can't understand it. What he doing to me, man?
Pull back on the reins a little bit.
Man. I'm losing it. I'm sorry.
I'm losing it, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Sham.
Well,
another chance,
wrong
man.
Show.
Look,
yeah,
check this out.
I know.
First and foremost, man, this is the first Thursday in the year 2024. And I just want to extend Happy New Year to all the listeners, all the races, all the true grudge races. To you and your families.
Amen.
I don't want to start off, but it's a necessary evil. Brother Mouse, man, you don't want to start the show off, you know, death. How about that? It's just plain and simple. I'm so sorry to hear about your mother. I'm praying for you and your family, man. I'm sorry to hear that, man. That's number one. Brother Shaky. Brother Shaky. I'm looking at you. Brother Raylo, his aunt passed. The funeral was today, I believe.
Ooh,
praying for you,
God.
Brother Raylo, and family.
Wow, man.
I is Sensei, if you on this mic, I'm gonna have to do it myself if you ain't on here. But I just want to start the year off, and the first Thursday, with praying. I don't know if he's on here or not. A prayer just for what do I want to say? Man, just life. You know, we take for granted so many things. Breathing is God's luxury to you and I and everybody else, man. Family, despite all the differences and so forth and so on, we still a family in itself. Just everybody being safe this year. It's just a lot, man. I ain't trying to this is not a church show. Let's be clear. But I want to start 2024 in that fashion, man. Just so we could just be, you know, sometimes we ain't all on the court. I'll just say that. How about that? But today, this one time in the beginning, today is the beginning for me, 2024, that we could just be on one accord just for 1 second. If you pray, if you bow your head, close your eyes, however you pray, if you don't, just be quiet. Shaky, can you look? Wait a minute. I'm not sure if Sensei is on there. Can you see if you find a number on there? Who on the mic, Shaky? Can you tell me this far? Shaky, you there? He might be looking to see if he can find him on the mic.
Brother I'm trying.
Okay, did y'all do any service information yet, Brother Mouth?
I have all the information tomorrow.
Okay.
Put it on Facebook or just send it out, you know.
Okay, I was just going to try to announce it. If you had it today, I wanted to try to announce it. I know it's going to be right. Did you find him, Shaky?
No, he's not there, but I'm trying to call. Can I do that?
Oh, first? Let me see. Well, let me see if I can get him. Y'all hold fast. Give me a second.
This is a special day here. I'm so sorry.
I want to thank everybody who send out the condolences.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, bro. Wow.
Let's see. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get them all. This is just unexpected. What do I want to say? It just came on right then. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to do it just because. I don't know about y'all, but I got a lot to be thankful for. You're just thankful, man. You take it for granted, and you just, you know, we don't say it. And I just thought it would be good to start off 2024 with that. With a prayer, a for real prayer for all the drag races and their families and us as a family in itself. Racing this year, a lot of grudge racing, true grudge racing. Everybody being safe and doing our thing. This is gonna be our year. Okay. Press the one button, Sensei. Let me see. Hold on. He just texted me.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Hello?
He texted me now. Is you holding him up? Is he?
Yes, sir.
Sensei.
Yes, sir. Sensei, I'm going to help you.
How you doing, Sensei? Happy New Year, first and foremost, to everybody. I came on in the hope, you know, I don't want to put no name on you. You the bishop on you know they on these shows, man. I just want you to pray for us, Lowrider. Just for us as a whole, family as a family with grudge racing, a safe year, a productive year in grudge racing. Okay, a short prayer if you can.
Amen.
I just want to start 2024 off correct. Okay.
Yes, we will. So say we will. We will. Amen.
Okay. Well, come
first
on with
let
it.
Me say,
come on with
let
it.
Let me say good evening to the racing family. So say you come and sleep. I gotta wake up here. And we had a beautiful service a few moments ago on God's plan. A few of the guys, I'm sure, was listening. And Brother Sensei called me and said we want to do a prayer for the racing world. So as always, you know, I'm asking you to bow your heads, give God your heart, give God your ear and prayer along with us as we pray. Amen? Amen. Let's do it. Father God, we come before you just to say thank you for another beautiful and gorgeous day that you have given us among the land of the living and not among the land of the dead. So we thank you for how you have blessed us to see 2023 come, and now that it is gone, which means you have blessed us to see another year. And we say thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the gathering. We thank you for allowing us to be brothers and sisters in this racing game that we love so well. Father, we ask that you bless this year like never before. Pray that you would touch the hearts, the mind, the soul of the racers, that they would show more love, and turn away all the arguing and fighting, and that we'll be able to do more racing, do what we love to do. And then, Father, upon the racing, we pray that you would keep us safe, praying that no hurt, harm, or danger would come as we play with these dangerous vehicles. But, Father, above all, Father, we ask that you bless those that have their race cars together. We pray, Father, that you would allow them to stay in peace. Those that's trying to put their cars together, Father, we pray that you would bless them to be able to fulfill whatever they may be trying to do with it. And then, Father, we ask that you would touch the hearts of those that's in racing and look to see and allow them to see that those are trying to be more helpful to them, not always put them down but lift them up. Not always have something negative to say, but have something positive to say about their fellow brother, their fellow sister. We ask you just guide us and keep us, Lord Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
And we truly trust in and believe in that God will. Amen.
I appreciate that, Sensei. Thank you so much. I didn't mean to wake you up, but I felt it was something different. I mean,
appreciate
this is 11 years in, 12 years in, and I ain't never did it. But today, it was just on me to do it. So thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do it.
Yes, sir. All right. Let me say, give a shout out to my sponsors as always, Brother Leroy, the Clock Talk Crew, the 1-800, Keep It Real, all day, all night, every day show. Brother Mouse, Grassroots, Brother Shaky, you and you, all the listeners, all the participants in these conversations, all the true grudge racers. I say thank you in advance to the new. Thank you to the old. Thank you. Let me see further. What do I want to say? Announcements. I still haven't solidified the date yet for our annual bowling extravaganza.
Y'all give me one more week. Give me till next Thursday. I'm gonna try to have a date. I'm trying to get my date together. We are looking. It's usually always in February, so I'm looking sometime February or the first weekend of March. So I have to coordinate with the bowling alley. So give me till next Thursday, and I will try to have a date for our get together, our winter get together. Okay. That being said, Brother Mouse, Brother Shaky, y'all, are we doing a topic tonight? Or are we full fledged in? What are we doing tonight? It's the first Thursday. What we doing?
Let the people decide.
Let the people decide. Well, I got the new age. What do I want to say? Controversial. New host, new co-host on the mic. Love him or hate him, it is what it is. Brother Mister, where you at? I know he on here. Shaky, is Mister on this mic?
Yes, he is.
Good evening.
Yeah, he listening.
Hello? Where's everybody at? Mister, you there? Who all on the mic? Let me go.
Oh, no, why won't let me?
Mic?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, I had been talking. You couldn't hear me. What's going on, big brother? What's going on?
What's happening? Who all on here? I got to go to the board because I can't see the board yet. I'm doing something. I'm walking around.
Pete here.
What, Pete? Puerto Rican Pete? Goody. Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Hello?
Happy New Year, Sam.
What's happening?
Hey, Sam. Every time you said you had something, you had me going for a little bit when you first started the show.
What happened? What I do?
You said you're going to do something different for 2024. It was good you said the prayer and everything, but I thought you were going to say I'm going to lock a motherfucking egg.
Oh, it's coming.
You've been saying for the last 13 years. I thought you were going to say it now.
No, that's false. That's false.
That's absolutely false.
You know better than that. You just talking. But that's okay. That's fine. Just hold on. Give me just a little bit. That's all. I don't need much. Just give me a little bit. I might not, just jump out the frying pan into the skillet, but just give me, just give me a little bit. It's coming. I don't do a lot of fictitious, conversations. Like some people do and all this, hoopla and all that, and then still don't lock nobody in.
We got to do it fast because we all in the 50s and 60s already.
Well,
so we keep on waiting. Yeah. Going by fast.
Yeah. Hey, I'm trying to tell you, I feel old. I ain't going to lie. But I still love it. I ain't going to lie. I just don't do it, quite as much. But, I still love it nonetheless. So you're right. Something bound to happen. As long as everybody just keep it going. That's it. Everybody have a turn. If you think about it, if you really think about it, everybody get a turn. Some kind of way. Some people have a few turns, maybe, a few turns. But everybody somewhere, they get a turn. If you think about it over these years, everybody had a moment. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Is that true? You know what I'm talking about? Everybody have a moment. Some more than others now, but everybody had a, They had a moment. I mean, it's a list of people that's over these years that been racing and they had a moment. You know what I'm saying? But and some have more. Some don't have none, and they do a lot of talking. But it's okay. I ain't going to talk about them.
That's 75% of your show.
No, that's false. That's false.
You're a lie.
Well, let me say this. Because most people that come on this show, you just ain't going to come on here and do a lot of, you know, hoopla and all that. And no, they sit and listen.
Hey, wait. You say I'm lying. Hold on. I said it's 70. But you count 2023. 75% of your show of the guys in Chicago and Indiana, I bet 75% of them didn't do nothing. 25%.
Well, like, you want to name, because it'd be a lot of people on my show. So who you talking about people talking?
I'm just saying, ask anybody on the show, from everybody from Chicago and Indiana, that's our group, Indiana and Chicago. You say more than 75% race this year. A lot of people didn't race this year, last year.
No, that's why I said the people that be talking or the people that be listening. It's a difference. The people that a lot
of
people that come on here that be talking, they going. Vaughn and you and you know your son. You ain't do shit last year, but your son raced. Who else? Terrio, Skin, that regular talking. I just say that. They come on and they do a lot of talking. So I say majority of them,
that's the 25%.
I said that be talking on my show. It's a difference.
I'm not even saying talking. I'm just saying in the whole group, everybody knows who the race is. From Chicago to Indiana.
You know why? Everybody don't know. Just because you race a lot, when you race a lot, everybody know who you are, right? You go out of town, they know who you are.
But people that don't go nowhere
and they do race here, they might not race. They might not race last year or even
I'm talking,
that,
I'm talking last
race.
Year. I'm not talking the year before or nothing. Last year, if you think about it, there's a lot of people.
Okay, well, they had a downtime. How about that? You can't have a downtime?
I ain't saying nothing bad on it. I said 25%. You said no.
No. And I asked you, do they talk or are they listen?
No, because a lot of them don't even talk. You know, hey.
Oh, okay. Nah,
a lot of them don't even talk. I'm just saying. Oh, no, you got your 20% that talk like crazy and never raced in 13 years.
Let me let them in. Terrio and Witt. Where'd Terrio go? I just got on the board. Come on with it, Witt. Where's Terrio? Terrio,
hey, what's
where
up,
you
Sam?
Go?
What's going on?
What's happening?
Yo, what's going am I there,
Sam? Yeah, you here.
Am I on? Hey,
yeah.
I don't mean to bother Witt, but just talking with my buddy, you know, my teammate, Puerto Rican Pete. Man, did they test me with a trivial question? They said the three panelists on your show, what do y'all three have in common? They told me they wanted to see if my brain had that.
Look,
what did they come up with? They all are racist.
Hey, okay. Who told you that? Who was the person?
Said what y'all have in common.
Hey, Terrio. Hey, Terrio, you don't have to say
that.
You don't have to say who said it.
Okay.
No, why not?
You know how you say somebody just text them? Somebody just text them.
No, didn't nobody text them. He said they had a whole discussion about it.
Hey, Sam.
They said you, Mouse, and Shaky.
I can have a whole conversation about a lot of people, Terrio. I guarantee you I can. I just don't.
Okay, well, let me shut up. I'm on mute.
The people that do a lot of talking, I'm not going to say everybody, but I would say most times. A motherfucker that's racing, he don't give a fuck about what somebody else doing. You know the people that worry about what somebody else doing? Because they ain't doing shit.
Sham, I wanted to say something. Hey, Sham, first I wanted to say, I noticed a lot of talk show hosts make excuses for the guys that don't race. That's another subject, though. I wanted to also say, why wouldn't Puerto Rican Pete be racing and his son is racing. I know that you just said you ain't raced, but your son raced. Why wouldn't you? Why he ain't raced and his son racing? I want you to answer that.
That was just a personal slap. That was a personal thing. Yeah, that
now,
was
I know a lot of guys
yeah.
always say, "Well, you ain't racing, your son racing." Well, I think it's kind of bad.
Oh, so that was personal to you too. Oh, wait a minute. So come on with it. What?
Well,
no,
it wasn't
that
personal
was just,
to me, but
no, not personal. But you felt the effect of me saying that.
But he
somebody
right
else
there with his son. He right there helping his son. He right there working on the car. He right there with his son.
The car,
I feel
everything, but I ain't racing. Don't worry about it.
No, you ain't driving, but you are racing.
Oh,
to
hold
me,
on. Hey, wait. I drove too.
Yeah. But I'm saying, if you there with your son, I think that's you doing more racing, because I think we need to you need to be racing. If we got sons and we got race cars and we've been racing all our life, why wouldn't you have your, if he wants to now, have your son doing what you've been doing?
This is true. Now you said, I wish I could. I couldn't. I can't. My son. Well, that's,
hey,
that's
if
story.
He wants to.
I wish
that's
I could.
That's if he wants to.
Hey, Wick.
Yeah.
That means Three Lugs didn't race in about 6 years.
Yeah, but his son been racing. He been right there with
right,
him.
But
I can guarantee you he's probably spending more money on with his son than he probably spending racing on his own. I'm telling you.
Oh, you're right. Guaranteed.
But, I might props out to you guys who let your sons race and everything. It's a good thing because, shit, racing going to go to shit anyway. If we don't breed them and have them racing and teach them, it's going to go to shit anyway because we get old. We're not going to be able to race like we used to.
You said something right there. And what you talking about, I'm just using what you said. Pete can teach his son because he has been around. He's thirsty. He's hungry. He listens to his daddy because he don't have a choice. He want to. But you talking about this new generation of racing? How do you reach them? This generation, and it's not just racing. I believe this young generation, they think they know more than the adults. They think they know they smarter than every. They know more than you do. So how you going how do you keep that going?
Well, you can't fault the new generation. You have to fault the parents. You have to fault the surroundings. When you leave that home, he needs to know damn near that the parent know more than me, in which he don't have to know that for real. But he has to. You have to put that within him. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. It's the parenting, and then a lot of these young guys don't have a chance because their father's locked up, mama got to work all day, so then they got to go out and do whatever they want to do and this and that, so they ain't got no guidance. But if you got a child with guidance, he's not going to be like that. He's not going to be like that. And we got more kids without guidance.
That's a wide stretch, but go ahead, Pete, what you say?
Hey,
it's a wide stretch.
Hey, Shannon, I get my kid. And thinking he knows more than me, and I'll go challenge him and say, okay, go do the tune-up yourself. Go knock it out. I let my kid for 3 days at 41. I think it was your race. We were there 2 days early. 3 days, fight with the car, trying to tune it, trying to get it down the track, blowing the tire. Then we got into the race. I said, get out of the way. I just set it up, and then you drive it. And he went and won the race. So it makes you got to let them learn on their own now. Let them learn it. It ain't easy. You can't give them everything. You got to let them
fight. Right.
Uh-huh.
I agree with that, too. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. I tried that with my son. I bought him a car, and my partner said, you shouldn't have got him that kind of car. A Trans Am, we put nitrous on it, turn him loose, told him go out and go to the street and make you some money, have you some fun, do your thing. He blowed it up in 2 weeks. I pulled a motor back out, took him about 6 months. I put him another motor in that motherfucker. He blowed it up about a month, and then that's when I bought him a car we take to the track.
That's interesting. That's a fine this new generation. And what do I want to say? You're right. You are, without them, where are we going?
Thank you.
You know,
without the trigger man, without the without them, what we'll be now.
Yeah.
And a lot more, Mark Marquis, Hayden, Haddon, I can name a lot of them. Without them, it'll be less racing.
So we need to,
if you in racing and your kid want to race, involve him in it. We need
it. And not just your kid. I mean, I guess my statement
I'm
was
speaking to
just,
the public. I'm speaking to the public.
Any kid. I'm just saying,
any
know,
kid.
That,
that's what I'm saying. I'm speaking
thirsty
of any kid.
Just for, Yeah.
Three love son. What will be without him?
Oh, man. Yeah, they all. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
What about Mike Rallin's son? Mike Rallin's son. Look at him.
Absolutely.
He's
yeah,
there
thirsty.
At the track with the
yeah.
car, helping all mm-hmm. the time, doing his
yes,
thing.
Sir.
I'm watching him. I look at the youth. He's going to be mm-hmm. a hell of a kid. He's going to be a great kid.
This is true. Vic's sons. There go Vic right there. His boy's off.
Yeah,
Vic come
son.
On with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Ryan,
what's happening,
your mic
everybody?
Is up
Happy
too.
New Year to y'all.
Happy New Year. Yeah, this is true. Little brother, your mm-hmm. mic is open too.
What up?
What's happening? You saying something good now. Definitely. I just, how do we make it better? How
start racing.
I don't know.
That's the only way.
But it's so much more than racing, though. You got to get to the racing. You can race, but if you don't, it's a process to that even. It ain't just getting up there and racing. That's the case.
You got to get out there and become one with your car, and then you could talk about drag racing, but you got to race your car. You got to feel the spirit,
man.
I told you. I said,
you got to get out there with your goddamn heart.
Another way of making
your car, you
got to
have your goddamn heart.
Not. Mm-hmm. But everything that you're saying, all of it go together. Wit and Pete, the knowledge. Then you got to have some type of drive. You know, them young boys, y'all name it, they got drive.
Look at Bobby
Steven,
Cole's son.
They got drive.
The
they want to do it.
He lined the car up. He there with the car at all times at the track. You know, I want to give props out to the guys that kept me in the racing, around racing. You know, the three lugs, the big drag.
Yeah.
And just listening to them guys, it kept me in racing. And I think it was good for me and my family because it got my sons into racing now. They could be doing
mm-hmm.
a lot of other things, but all on his mind is racing. All he wants to do is race. And I'm glad
yeah.
because it gets
yeah.
a lot of
yeah.
other stuff off his mind. He on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
He looking at racing stuff and this and that and everything. And I just glad they kept me in that circle to where my son and them, now they got something to do. It ain't a lot, but it is something. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it keeping them out the streets. It's keeping them away from violence and stuff.
No, Wick, it is a lot. It is a lot. There's no big eyes and little U's. And that's what I was about to say. How do you increase this game and help? I think one of the major ways of increasing the game is the negativity needs to go. You know, a person's car is not together. They're not racing their car. You don't know. You don't have a damn clue on why they're not racing their car. But yet all you have to say is something negative about them. And then to say they shouldn't have nothing to say in the game because they're not racing. That's the biggest myth lie ever been told. They shouldn't say nothing negative about someone, but the fans will always have something to say. These are things that need to go to help increase the game of racing. I don't like the way I said things since that's what
no,
I say on me.
No, since I'm laughing at Terrio. I was just thinking about Terrio. Terrio, where you at? I'm thinking about Terrio. Now, what do I want to say? Somebody that is racing, let's just, in just my perspective, if you racing, they don't care nothing about nobody else besides themselves. No, that's Preacher Boy. Hold on, Preacher Boy. I got you. Don't nobody care nothing about what somebody else doing. It's like, to me, I mean, the people that's talking about somebody else, they ain't doing nothing. I would say 9 out of 10 times that somebody is saying something about what somebody else ain't doing, they not doing nothing themselves. The only reason why you would say something about somebody is if they are talking crazy or they out here being so opinionated about somebody else, that's the only reason why you would bring it up. That's it. Why are you worried about what somebody else doing? Who cares what they doing? Me, I'm just encouraging. I love it. If you racing, then, man, get on up there. If whoever it is, man, now my phone ringing. Shaky, can y'all take over? Hello, y'all take Sensei Wit. Can y'all take over? I got to take this call. Hello, y'all still there? Okay.
Yeah, we here. Well, like I said, I need to start in the spring, taking my car to the track, enjoying my car, and then if I decide to grudge race. But every week I come here and I tell you, man, I feel better because in the spring I'm going to have my car together and I'm going to race. It's like I come here every day, man, every Thursday, and I start talking. I don't even want to talk about the past. I want to talk about what you done lately. Like Donator got on there, it made me go off and start talking crazy. I was like, wow. He told the truth about me. Man, it's been like 20 years. So I want to enjoy my car, man. I appreciate him letting me get on this show and working the board. But, man, it's something else when you go down the track, bro. Or when you bet that cash or winning versus getting knocked off. I really enjoy winning, but, hey. So you can try to joke them and make them run, but if they ain't ready, they ain't going to go. They not going to go. That's the beauty of it all. So, I mean, hey, you can only do what you want to do. And, hey, ride them, get down, get on them. Hey. 773-4015, your mic is open. Who is that?
Preach.
Hey, Mr. Preach.
Yes, Preach.
How you feel? Happy New Year. Good word, brother.
I got my shit.
Hello? Preach, you there?
Preach.
708-7593, your mic is open. Who that is?
What they going to do in 2024?
Whatever. They better not do too much. Don't move too fast.
Okay.
773-7115.
Your mic is open.
What up, Shaky?
Hey,
Whit.
Hey, what up,
Whit,
man?
Whit still on here?
Yeah. He there. Mr. Witt?
Hey, Witt. You're probably on doobie break.
What are y'all get? Doobie break.
No, he on doobie break.
What they going to do with 2024? That's what I want to know.
Man, people got to do some quick race, bro. They're
going to race.
They're going to race. They're going to be out there.
Who's
going to race? That's what they're going to do.
Hey, I'm trying to see who's going to race me.
They're going to race me.
Told y'all about letting Ryan on these shows.
No, I'm very curious. See, I'll be on these shows lurking for action. I don't. Ain't no sense of me being on here. I don't get no damn action.
What y'all gonna do? Scare Whit off the phone?
he was right there, and he was talking, but I don't know. But,
you said a doozy break.
Well, I guess it did start off just like it did last year, quiet. Can we do some tech talk or something today?
They ain't gonna do. They ain't gonna do. Now that's the problem, eh? They ain't gonna do nothing.
I guess
they
gotta find somebody in
their
class.
Is that gonna do that? No, I ain't gonna do nothing.
They ain't gonna do nothing.
They ain't gonna do nothing. We got any races locked in for 2024 already?
Oh, man.
Nobody going to want to race you, Big Ryan. You people get to you come over here, man. They just... It was about seven hands up. When I heard your voice, man, they got hung up. What you doing? My God.
Hey, Ryan.
What up?
Well, in order to race you, you got to be like in order for somebody to race you, I ain't just saying me, I'm just saying in general, like you have to be going somewhere where this person is going for y'all to race. So actually, yeah, you need to find out where your next place you're going.
But see, they'll never
say they keep it a secret, so I won't go.
You said what now?
They'll keep it a secret, so I won't go. So
Oh, okay.
Like,
okay.
You know what that means. They don't want to race you.
Yeah, I had three luck, son. Tell me something about Byron. Like, well, why would I want to go there?
I mean, ain't really nowhere to go right now unless you going to, like, the first ass cutting or some shit, or, you know.
I mean, you know, like, we in next week will be the middle of January. Time speeds up when you got something to do. When you
right.
got nothing to do, it's in slow motion.
Right. Because, like, the first place to go now, I think, is in February, so. They got the deal going on down in towards New Orleans area. Then they got the first ass cutting. And then they got, I think, something going on in Lando or either Bradenton, one of those areas. And then that's February. And then we'll be moving to March. And then, you know, like then that's when everything will start kind of moving around if the weather permits.
Yeah, it'll be
the ass will be them thawed out by then.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be moving around in March, my goddamn self.
Hey,
right.
Whit.
I know you got a locked in race for March, right? End of March.
Yeah.
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 Hey, Whit.
Yeah.
They are remodeling the junkyard?
Yeah. I heard they're doing some things over there, putting brick walls up and doing something to the track surface and stuff. So it should be pretty good, you know. They're going to grade your prep it or slick prep it. It just all depends on that, you know,
yeah.
For, you know, the crowd, the people they'll get there. But I think everything, I think it'll be good. Junkyard has always been somewhere good to go racing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's been so long since I've been there.
Yeah, we're planning on going over there, so. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, if they update the track, I'm pretty sure they should get some customers and shit there.
Right. Well, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They got mass traction going over there doing some work.
Customers as far as
walls up, concrete,
races,
walls.
Races or spectators?
Yeah, Ryan, that's what I'm talking about.
Which one?
Both of them.
Both, probably.
Spectators and racers. Yeah. And if they're putting it in the concrete walls and shit. So what?
What's in
Lexington?
Canton, Mississippi. Junkyard at Canton, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's about an hour from Jackson.
It's warm down there year round?
Huh?
It's warm around there year round? Down there?
No.
Probably the weather about like Memphis or whatever.
Yeah. Like when we start back racing, they'll, you know, probably start back racing.
So y'all off about what, 2 months? 4 months?
Yeah, we started back reels around March.
Oh, okay, good. Have you ever lived at the north?
Coming like up north?
Yeah, like 6 months.
He ain't allowed up here.
No, I ain't lived up here.
Oh. Yeah.
Why you ask?
Because, man, y'all race all the time. See, like, whenever I listen to you, man, y'all, they be like,
they have about a month off around here, and then that'd be about it. Depends on the area you're going. Florida area usually, you know, they usually year-round in Florida. Probably except for about, I think except for, I don't know. Should they be around? Should they be around? I guess January, maybe. I got a race in February. They had a race.
Yeah, it don't never get too cold in Florida, no way.
Right, so they pretty much year round in Florida.
They do a lot of street racing down there, too, where y'all at? So they probably don't never start doing that.
Night.
Even if the track closed.
Every night.
Huh?
Yeah, they doing every night street racing.
Ooh wee!
Yeah, every night.
I guess the old
timers
pass that down
stop.
To the young people. Huh?
Yeah,
wait,
who are you looking for?
Street racing will never stop, Shake, because it's true. That's where it all originated from. It's always going to be the excitement. You know, people find it's hard to believe, but they steal by moonshine. Even though you can walk in liquor store and buy it legally, people steal by it illegally. It's just the excitement.
Hey. Hey, who you looking for 2024?
You know my motto. I'm looking for who's looking for me.
That's right. Who you want to see race?
Who I want to see race?
Yeah.
What do you mean who I want to see race? Like who I? Two people I want to see race? Like each other?
Yes, sir.
A certain person I want to see race?
No. The two people you want to see race.
I probably won't want to say that because they'll say, "Oh man, you trying to push him out there and all that."
I won't take it. I won't take it as that. I'm just curious.
Who asking me that?
It's Ryan.
Oh, Ryan, it's Ryan. Hey, you, shit. I'd like to see you and TikTok race.
Yeah, if they get up there, they say they ain't bringing the car up, but if they get up there, I'll run them at Bobby Cole race if that comes around.
Right. I like to see that race. And
I
like to see. I like to see Keisha and Straightening race, too.
Yeah. I want to see that.
Yeah, I like to see that. And I want
they say Danye coming back there. Out too.
Danye,
right,
I want Predator. I want Mo Jeezy. I want Mo Jeezy myself. I want my money back.
You gonna go get him?
I'm looking for him. Well, I ain't actually looking for him now because I ain't got no oil pressure. But when I get the car back, when I was the car back going, I'm gonna be looking for his ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, That's just, you know, I learned, like, you can't talk to people real aggressive because they cur up and they be acting real gay and shit. So I just try to leave motherfuckers alone. But I'll run, like, you can't. I'm thinking everybody go race. They don't want to race. So, you know, I was trying to. They showing up got that damn TikTok. I was trying to hold off because I felt shit.
That's what happened to me back when I got when I was running Shorty, and I thought everybody was gonna race everybody. That's why I ended up running Tony Wright and all them boys. I'm thinking all of them gonna race each other, and then I noticed there wasn't nobody racing but me and Tony Bynes running everybody. So that's when I bagged about that deal. But I don't just think it's the aggressiveness. You know, I just think it's good time. I think you have to have a feel. You know what I think, right? You have to have a feel of who would run you. Like, I know the guys that won't run us. I don't even fuck with them. You know, if they so happen to come up and we run, cool. But I go at the guys who I know will run me.
What about the guys that talk shit to you and they won't run? They have no reason to talk shit to you at all. Like, why
hold on
we,
real quick. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. You know, I don't know. You know, like, shit, I guess
you're like, why even have a conversation with a person if you ain't even going to race them? Like, don't say nothing to them. Y'all ain't getting nothing coming.
I'm going to tell you an easy way of running somebody, too. I'm going to tell you an easy way. Mm-hmm. Go where they going. And I know,
well, you know
a lot
what?
Of guys want to go with locked up, you know, with locked in races and stuff and make sure they got locked in race and all that. But sometimes you have to just go in, go where a motherfucker at, and let them know, you know, you looking for them, you know. Sometimes that's just sometimes, man.
Yeah.
Like Mo Jesus, I'm gonna be going where he at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like how he got my money and then took his ass and got on down. It was cool because you do what you want, but I know I'm gonna be looking for his ass high and low.
But you know that's how I feel about that damn Mustang I ran up here. He don't want to run no more. I hate pussy motherfuckers.
Yeah,
like,
that motherfucker got away with $15,000. I ain't too cool about that.
Yeah.
A little bit like $3,500, $5,000. I ain't tripping fucking for it. That motherfucker running with a little bankroll. I got to get that back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he going to make me leave him alone one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I can go with I see. I just choose not to go with these motherfuckers. It ain't no guarantee that they're gonna race. Like, I'll come down here.
Well, ain't no guarantee. Ain't no guarantee when you go where you want to go, it's gonna be a race.
Well, what I'm saying is, I'll come down there because I'll have a better chance of people running me down south than I would here.
Oh yeah. You know these boys
motherfuckers. Yeah.
One thing about these boys down here, they gonna race. What up, baby? How you doing? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. What's going on, Wick?
You got it, man. What up, Wick? D, Kid, everybody.
What's
happy
going
New
on?
Year.
What's going on? What's going
well,
on?
Leroy.
What up, brother?
Man, hanging in there, baby. Hanging in there. Just checking
what
in, man. Go, saying hey to everybody.
What y'all going to do this year?
You already know, Ryan.
Nothing.
They have to wait like he's indoors.
You find out,
man.
Quick.
You say something like I like you as a Bobby Cole, right? I found out the hard way.
Ooh, the hard way. Watch out now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you already know. I ain't into saying no, but you got to talk to the boss man.
Who is that?
Big Eddie.
Big E?
Yep. He'll I make sure he lock in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I make sure he lock you in. So just talk to him. I make sure he work with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Wick, you can get your shit busted.
Ooh, damn. Hey, Wick, he said, he went from, he'll talk to me till he'll get your shit busted. So what's the meaning behind that one? I want to get my shit busted.
Hey, Ryan, you been good?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just been doing my thing. You know, this year I tried to go to some people races this year. The only people races I'm going to go to support is the ones I fuck with personally. Other than that, I ain't, man, motherfuck these people.
Man, I feel you. Well, if it stimulates you to run us, I'll make sure it happens.
I mean, it ain't no like I ain't necessarily. I'm just gonna do that just because I know y'all gonna go. I had to talk to the people that's gonna go.
Yeah, well, we definitely can't say no, you know.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. You know y'all gonna go, so I have to talk to you.
Yeah, so like, you know, you talk to the big fella, and like I said,
yeah.
I make sure we do everything you want him to do.
Yeah. I don't want him to do nothing but just come down to Bobby Cole race on that Friday. That's all.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's it.
We set a time, and then we set a pot.
Yes, sir.
Some light, 5,000,
yeah.
You know.
Yes, sir.
105 and get it in and do what we gonna do.
Well, you know me personally. Well, yeah, we'll talk. But yeah, we could do that as quick as tomorrow or whatever. You know, we could agree on that shit right away. Just to, you know, but we, you know, it's all good.
Yeah, that's what I like. I like commitment.
Yeah, well, we definitely. I'm gonna make sure you don't give you no hard time, and all that. You know, everything will be all right.
Yeah.
You know, but and for Tate race, we gonna do whatever he wants us to do, far as with all the people, you know, in our lane. You know.
Yeah.
You know, so like the Cal cities and stuff like that. I feel like all that's going to work.
Yeah.
You know, and then maybe if we graduate, then who knows? We'll be in and worked our way up that family tree.
Yeah. I guess you can start with lowering down the totem pole with me and then work your way to Cal and then work your way to Tate.
Yeah, that sounds tempting. Yeah, that sounds good. Well, I don't know who on that tree. All I know is I'm work. You know, we're gonna work our way up it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but whoever on that motherfucker, you know, we're gonna work it out.
Yeah.
You know me, I'm just a old hired. You know what? You know.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever the big fella say, but we're gonna make it happen though.
I'm like that too. You know, they hired me to come back drag racing to fucking cover people up. I didn't do it that day.
Yeah. Yeah, they you know, they have been pulling on me. They've been telling me, man, the people's champ, we need you to come back. You know, we got a little static on the website. You know, we need to get a little law and order around here. You know, all that, you know, so I'm just here to
who
get a little peace, you know.
Who else on the west side that'll run me?
That's a good question. I know we can't say no.
Yeah.
I could say that much. You know, matter of fact, if we lose, we'll run forever. Shit.
Yeah. I'm like that,
yeah,
too.
We'll run forever. That's my word. I promise you that. So I'll say, let's just have some fun, man.
Yeah.
You know. Yep. So that's it. And like I say, we're gonna work up that tree as far as they let us go.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. So out of the whole West side, you the only person that run me.
I don't know. I don't know. I've been out of the loop, so I don't know the condition of they shit right now.
Are they keeping it a secret from us?
I don't know. I don't know what they got going on, because I've been working my ass off. So, you know, I've been working old JOB, you know, trying to get the bills paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know. Hey, they told me you was on Kizzy working. I wanted to stop by and holler at you, but I was locked in. I couldn't even get over there. I want to, you know, just holler at you, though.
Yeah,
it's all good.
Yeah, I was over there for a quick minute helping somebody out.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, but we get it together for sure, man. Yes,
I lost him on your tree, but I've been wanting to run him for some years.
Well, you know, that motherfucker, he don't know how to say no.
Yeah, but they been telling me no.
What? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, hey. Well, you can't get that from me. You know. Yeah, you can't get that from us. Yep. So quick as you holler at the big fella, you know, whatever you want us to do, we'll make it right.
Well, that sounds like a guy that really want to get out. Make it right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, both of them want to race.
Yeah. That's how I usually go. Two people really want to race, gonna get out.
Yeah. And I guess I'll take the rest of me on the road.
Yeah.
I'll be at 131.
That's if ain't nobody gonna race.
I mean, I know they ain't gonna race. You know, like they act like women and shit. They want to see secrets. They secretly want to race you, but they don't want to come out loud and say they want to race you. I'll be at 131 for that race, but other than that, I ain't gonna do shit up here. They don't deserve me to run up here.
Yeah, you closing. Like you closing that door, big buddy. There's something crazy. Now he be talking. Yeah. You come over here, it's like you shed the show down. You ain't already said nothing, but they hear your voice. Man, what? Whoop. Oh, don't say that.
Wow.
Man, little more hands up. Ain't nobody saying nothing. You know? Hey, Z. No, I'm talking to the guy on the phone. Hey, Z, you there? Okay,
hey, Ryan.
What up?
Man, you got it. Hey, we're rapping a little bit, man, but I'm just a phone call away, so if you ever need me, just reach out. I'll be around.
Okay. All right, appreciate that.
All right, man. All right, y'all have a good night, man.
Okay, thank you. Well,
no, little dash, eh? I was trying to get back to the horn. Ask Luck, why you go ahead and wait back there? Well, you didn't speak to you. Where's the drawing on it?
You know, he didn't say he wasn't going to do it. He said when time is right, he gonna show, try to participate. That's what he said. It ain't going to make it difficult. It'll be too difficult.
If you're coming back to race.
But it's the winter time.
Yeah, that's it. It's the winter time. Those that's not ready to be trying to get what the favorite to. And those that's ready, because we should have stayed ready, keep it together to the past. Always to look forward to the other side of the river. And we're out of food to fish, so you don't have anything to do. And all they can do is watch me if I, you know, tire up the street, down the road. We've got too much to do right now. So prepare. And then you do it, it's not racing. I don't want to hear them talk more of these stuff. Yeah. Every last talk show got their set of hell reasons. When they're not on, whatever you tell Lark or not, when they're not on, make a different type of show, a different set of things. Then you got the Sarge on here, and you know when he come on, people still didn't put their mics on mute anyway. I don't know what he done did to guys.
Yeah, man,
he messed it up when he come on here. For whatever the reason is. done my class.
Hey, Will. Hey, man. If nobody cares, we could just talk again next Thursday. Okay. What you think, Sensei?
Martha wasn't dead. I'm on the phone.
We by ourselves.
And hang up. Call back.
Hello?
Hold on.
I hear you, Eddie. Where you at?
Damn, Shaker, ain't nobody locked in for the first day of the track open?
No, bro. I don't even think they talking about the track. Let me see, maybe this person can bring some light. Whoa, your mic is open. Who did it?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? What's
Hello?
Going on, man? I've been 3 years to you, boy. Goddamn furious boys still
year.
Around. What's going on, Shaky? Happy New Year, that's
how you
life.
Feel, Mr. D?
D.D., what's yeah. happening, man?
Like new money. What's happening? Happy New Year to everybody.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's been a good one, baby boy.
It's been a good one.
Man, boy, it's not to change something.
Hey,
huh?
Every year Buck Brown is a good one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Ooh,
I'm just not here, man. Letting everybody know we still around. We ain't going nowhere.
I appreciate
out
there. Yeah.
We're going nowhere. We only got two races last year. Motherfucker wouldn't run us no more, but that's all right. We still around this year.
I got some new blood coming, Shaggy. The grandson drives. I got two of them on the drive. Just don't have fun this year, man. Just get out of the race. I understand. You got that program working, boy. Oh, yeah. Well, like I said, when we popped them, they all had arm pressure.
So, wasn't no problem. I don't think it's going to be much racing, though, Shaky. It ain't like it was, man, back when we was coming along.
Yeah,
I really don't.
That was a different time. Yeah, that's
a
different time,
baby.
Huh?
It's messed up, man. It's just messed up, you know?
Yeah.
Don't nobody
really
know how to do nothing about it. Don't nobody know how to do nothing. So everybody done gone, gone to get, you know, get that money to other people.
All the good racers dead and gone. He was locked up.
Yeah, you know, and now it ain't that, kid.
all the good races got just tied. They don't want to do it no more, you know? You know what a good race is. I don't even call these guys racers no more. They ain't really racers. They just check writers and people that pay people to race.
None
of them do it. You know what we did. We pull that motor out. Shaky, you know, we pull that motor out, fix it, put it back in, and be ready for the weekend. Tune it.
DD.
You know, these guys not to pay everybody to do everything.
It's a different game, man.
If their money runs out, the race is going to run out, man. I guarantee you it's going to run out. Although nobody knows how to do
that. It's a different game. You may not like it. You may not want to accept it as the older guys in the game, but it is truly a different game now. It's no longer,
no one is going to be able to take a screwdriver and a pair of pliers. Mark these words, ain't nobody going to be able to race.
Back in the days, the car had a missed energy went to it with a pair of pliers and a screwdriver. Tapped on the bowls a minute, and you could just about shake it up out of there. In today's world, if you got a misfire, they grab the laptop to see where it's at. You know,
Tell me how many niggas can build their own motor, fix their own rear end, fix their own transmission, and tune their car. Tell me that.
But that's the whole thing in a nutshell. Even though there may not be as many as it was back then, it's just not that type of racing now. That type of racing is gone.
Okay.
I mean,
what do it take to race today?
You got small block engines out here now, bigger than the big block
we had
when we was in the street racing. You got small blocks out here now. You got small blocks out here with more cubic inches than we had in big blocks back in the day. You know, it's a truly different game now. Even transmission.
What's the difference about the game?
No glass, you know. It's totally different. The mechanical side of it is totally different.
Tell me
totally different.
The only thing different about the game is the niggas done changed. Ain't no niggas out here that know that. That's the only difference. Explain that one to me. Even with
the quarter mile race, I say it's a different game. Would I prefer to see a quarter mile race? Yes. But the truth is that 99% of everybody's racing around 8.
Talk about the quarter mile racer or the 8 mile racer. It don't make a difference because it's all racing.
When I say it's a different game, what I'm saying is that I would love to see a quarter mile racing. A lot of older guys would. But the truth is that 99% is around the 1/8 mile. You know, it's just a different ball game now.
I understand fine with me. The 1/8 mile is fine with me. The 1/4 mile is fine. It don't make a difference. It's all racing. But I'm saying there are no racers left. Tell me what races do. It's going to always be some racing.
It's just the type of racing may not be what I won't see it, but you won't see it.
Can you answer this one question? What is a racer? Tell me what a racer is.
What I call a racer and what you call a racer might be two different creatures, you know?
I don't know.
I don't
know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, but be truthful, there's a lot of races that don't know. And you know, back in the day, there's a lot that do know. I mean, there's a lot of races, there's a lot of guys that had race cars back in the day that didn't really know. But they had love for the game. And it's the same thing today.
We ran on 16 and we were putting bigger and bigger tires
on every day. Now they go on racing sticks and they put them smaller and smaller tires on.
I understand that well because I ain't never had a big town. Every car I had was a 10-inch cow. So I know that very well. I'm just trying to prove a point that there aren't no races left. West side, south side, east side, wherever you want to put it, because these niggas don't know how to read a laptop. How are they racing? How are they racers? How are you a racer when you got to go to the track and you don't even know how to start your motherfucking car up? How are you a racer?
That only goes to the mechanical side of it. That just means it don't make it not be a racer. That's the same thing.
Just keep checking. You don't need no more races. Well, baby, you got to tune your car to drive your car to take it to the track, to check the air pressure, to look down the track to see what it looks like. Just keep doing that, and it will not be no race. These cats, they too crazy to spend their money and learn how to do something to their car where they won't need all of this help, and they got to pay for this help.
Races have been doing their own thing for years, and some have been paying for years. So there always have been races that worked on their own cars, and there always have been races that were pocket races. I mean, it's just idiot. The guys that were fixing and racing their own cars are still racing.
They race every year. They don't take off a year. They do not take off a year. They race for the next 40 years till they decide they're going to quit. I'm tired of this. But the guys with the money, I guarantee you that Jack, their money going to run out unless you got a money tree. And I don't see them run out on a whole lot of people. They quit for 2 years. They quit for a year. They quit for 3 years. They quit for 4 years. Then they come back when they get a little more money and do the same dumb thing over again. Spend all their money to race. And then be broke. Be out the game for another 2-3 years and come on back. Pay them up some more money. I don't call them racers.
Just because you don't call them racist, go make them not be racist.
Who's got them kids in the background?
This is just my opinion. I don't want anybody to get up here.
I'm just saying this is my opinion.
No,
and when you see them back out for 2 or 3 years, then you can say, well, maybe BD Wells owns to something. Maybe Clark was on to something. I don't know.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I just simply said there's a different type of racing out here today than it was back then. Well, back in the old days, when street racing was good.
It ain't no different. The only difference is niggas done got dumber. That's all. Niggas done got dumber. That's the only difference. They ain't smart enough to spend that money to learn how to do something instead of paying to get it done. That's the only difference in the race game. That's the only difference.
Some guys don't want to learn, you know. Some guys just want to pay.
I understand that. And I'm not trying to step on nobody's toes or say nobody wrong for what they're doing. I've seen them spend $2-3 million in the car. And then they tell me they gamble. They gamble. They gamble. They don't, motherfucker ain't know how you a gamble. You put all your hope and your money in another man's hand with that laptop. You put all your money on a motherfucker betting he give you the right tune-up to win that race. You put all your money on the line for a motherfucker to drive your car, and he might not feel good that day and go race. I done seen it done for $10,000 to $15,000. So you can't tell me these races, man. You can't tell me these races.
That's my pick.
I know I'm going to be ready. Mr. Drive your car.
How you doing, young man?
To a bucket of shit he ain't going to never go read. Because he's trying to win for you and his money. He ain't going to never throw it away.
I'm debating on how to introduce nobody.
But
I look at these guys. They talk about how good they are and how sharp they are and what they can do. But I ain't seen man one of them do nothing that impressed me. Then you got all the little kids running around. They talk about them. These little kids say, hey, man, these little kids talk about them and look up to them. And then they'll look at them and say, man, but I ain't never seen them run here, these little kids. You know how little kids, you know how they used to follow me when they get on their bike and ride got done from Chicago Avenue, clean on over to Island Carver. Man, Bushwick's finna go. I got to see it. These little kids are still talking the same way. They hear everybody, the big guys, all them guys. And they'll go up to 41 and say, man, they ain't come up here. Where are these guys at? They say how fast they are. I wanted to see them run. That's why the kids talking. But none of these guys show up. None of these guys show up to let these kids right here in their hometown see them run. But they call it
They come back here.
Chicago. And they want drag race of the year. Why do they call it? All over the world. Can I get drug race of the year? But they all their fans is here. From me,
the only one I seen do that is
Donya. He would throw his race here. He would run his car here. He would go down south. He would go all over the world and race. But I guarantee you, he was going to come back here to home and let everybody at home see how he is and see how fast he is. These guys here, I can't run here. Our tracks ain't no good. Nowhere in Chicago will I run. I ain't knocking them for that. I love it. If you feel you can get action in Mississippi, go to Mississippi. Go anywhere. Go to Alabama. Go to Texas. Go wherever you think you're going to win and got action at, that's where you should be at. But don't come back here and then try to impress all the kids and all the fans and tell them that, hey, I'm the fastest motherfucker in the world, and they ain't never seen your car run. You won't put on no show if you can't get down the track, just roll down the track and shift the gear. They say, well, man, I've seen them cars here. That's why I started coming to Big Drag Race. A little kid walked up to me in a Big Drag Race. The both of them went and say, man, D.D., we know you're fast. I say, man, but you don't never come to none of the shows. And I had some little kids that asked me, hey, give me a shirt. I give them a shirt. Could you sign it? Yeah, I'll sign the shirt. But these guys said, no, man, fuck Chicago. But they first ones on these shows that say Chicago ain't no good, and I would never run my car here, and I got to race down south. But they want a good race of the year here. I told you, drag racing is going downhill, and it's going down fast. Because there's no more guy out here that's doing it himself. Everybody else feels you got to call Gene Fortin, Sonny Leonard, or TMZ or wherever to get you a motor. You got to pay you $100,000. You got to pay you $50,000, $30,000 for a transmission. You got to have $30,000 shocks on your car. You know, I stayed away from all that. I stayed away from all that. Why would you spend $200,000 in a car and go out there and race for $2,000 to $5,000? But I guess these guys got it like that. That's why I said ain't gonna be no race. You spend $100,000, you make what, 4 passes a year, and you might lose 2 of them. Then next year you got to speed up because the guys you fucking with don't speed it up. Going backwards, the world is going backwards. I keep telling you, the world is going. It's just like the lady that was mayor. She paid what, $10 million to have NASCAR come here and made $500,000. Why do you think the city of Chicago is fucked up? It's gonna always be fucked up when you spend $10 million and make $500,000. That's the same way with drivers. You spend $200,000 to make $15,000.
You gotta look at the other side of it.
And it ain't gonna be no race. Yep. And niggas don't know nothing. Niggas do not know nothing. But they tell you how we baddest in the world. We this. We that. We that. And we got this best team. We this. I'm not saying we the best, but I think we shocked.
I think everybody.
We've been in this game 40 years and been on top for 40 years.
I think everybody
because I do,
every,
do everything in house. I build all the motors. I set all the rims up. I have my man Kenny to check the chassis, do the chassis or whatever. I got me a good transmission guy that fixes my transmissions for free. I might change the converter 3 times in 1 year because it ain't doing what I wanted to do. These guys don't know nothing about that. They go out and buy a whole car. And when it blow up, we can tell me you motherfuckers ain't going to be broke. That racing ain't going down here. Tell me you guys ain't going to go broke and go down here. Only way they don't go broke is to quit. Right now. Throw in the towel because they don't know shit. It's bad to say it, but that's real. Everybody talk about keeping it real. I'm keeping it real for them.
I said,
you got to have somebody behind that wheel you can trust.
Right.
That white man, you can't trust him. What are you going to do? Red light for your money? You bet $15,000 on another motherfucker pushing the buttons right. Hope he put the right tune up in. And hope the motherfucker drive the car. But they smart. They gambling. Oh, they gambling. I really like it. That's why I can sit around and watch them all year, whether they go quarter mile, 8 mile, or they go to the 330. It don't make me no difference. I can laugh about it. Now, I feel good about what I done accomplished in that race game. Because I've done it. I've done it all myself. I ain't got to look back and say, damn, motherfucker, goddamn it. I had this guy driving for me. I had this guy tuning for me. Man. I whooped the motherfucker. You whooped the motherfucker for $5,000 to tune to get 2. And the driver did. Do that make sense, kid? Tell me, do that make any sense? And hey, look, this is no bullshit. I spent $1,500 just in gas and Nikes. I look like letting another motherfucker goddamn get half of it. Shit. All me and Mellow and Junior don't cover
me.
Ain't okay.
To me like somebody sending because they ain't got enough money to buy a tuna.
I can't hear what they're saying. The reason
I won't buy a tuna because I ain't stupid. What
I'm
other life
spending
my money?
Your mic is open.
Can somebody hear me?
If I have to listen, I want everybody to hear this. If I have to get me a tuna and a driver, I will fold
the
tent. They
can't afford a tuna, but they sure not driving their car.
Yeah, man, your mic is open, man.
Oh, man, damn, bro.
I will
fold the tent. I know I will fold the tent.
Okay.
If I had to get a tuna and a driver, I got my son driving and my grandson driving.
Hey, Didi.
Hey, Didi. Hey, Didi. It just sound to me, Didi, like you getting around there. So that means you ain't got to pay no money to your grandparents. It sounds to me like you're getting free labor, sir. You just don't have to pay another driver, outside driver. So your son and grandson is driving for free. I'm just saying. I mean, you know, it's always a loophole.
Well, however you put it. But you got to look at this way. Look at it this way. Who do all that shit go to?
Will you run Jeremiah Clark?
Now, I try to run that man 10 times. I even told him I love my
Jeremiah, will you run Clark?
Hold on, Brother D, thank you for the question. Hey, D, quick question. What's that you got? Lil Mama, right? That's the car that's the, you got Bushwick, you got Lil Mama, then you got another car, right? I think.
No, it's three
Mama,
of them. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay,
it's
so what's the three
yeah.
cars?
And all
what's
three of them.
Cars, no, D, I'm going to ask you a question. What's your three cars, D?
We got Lil Mama, Bushwick, and Blue Thunder.
Okay.
All three of them.
So I believe,
not ready
I
to
believe,
go.
I believe Lil Mama is your street car, right?
Yeah, that's the one. I don't have that no more. I give it to my grandson to drive it. He having fun with it.
Okay, he having fun with it. Now I recall correctly that you and myself have said something, but we were never able to come up with nothing. But don't come on the show like you tried to run me 10 times and I was scared.
Before I started running and all of them and everybody with their car, I asked you 5 times, man. I said, I'll take
okay,
you, Mama, and choke you. You walked away from me.
You
said, I don't want no smoke.
Okay,
you walked away.
Me to, hold on,
you walked away,
you asked
Jeremiah.
Me to race.
Like, hey, wait a minute. I didn't get on here for that.
Your excuse was your grandson now drives that car, Dee Dee. That was your excuse.
Jeremiah.
When we was up, hold on, Dee Dee. Now tell me if I'm lying, Dee Dee. When we was up at Big Drag's race and I said something to you concerning that, did you not say that your grandson or your son drives that car now? Did you not say that?
Listen at what I said. I said,
okay.
I got the car and my grandson is driving it up and down the street. He is just learning how to drive it. I'm not going to tune this car here at the track and turn it back up to run anybody. I said, now, if you want to run, get around there for 200 and take your nitrous off. And I'm going to let him drive against you right here, right now, for $200.
Okay.
You say, no, I ain't taking my nitrous off. So I walked away. So let's kill that conversation. That ain't nothing.
I got a
17-year-old behind the wheel, ain't never drove a car in his life. Motherfucker wasn't running for 200.
So what happened if I put a 17-year-old behind the wheel of my car? Would it be even?
Stop, man. Hey, Jeremiah. It's wintertime. Ain't nobody going to
I'm just saying,
Diddy.
I'm
nobody gets ready.
On
ain't
phone.
Nobody going to do this.
I'm going to stop
trying to give y'all some knowledge about
racism. Lies, man. But you on the phone telling lies and you poking your chest
about
out.
About what? Tell me what I'm telling a lie about.
Because,
Diddy,
let me tell you what you're trying to insinuate, Diddy. You tried to insinuate that I was ducking you or something. When you came to me about racism.
Man, nobody will talk about no racism. Not last year. We're in 2024.
We're not talking about last year, Diddy. I can't talk about 2024. I'm putting the truck in front of the car from the ground up. I'm not focused on racing the car, man. So there it is. I'm probably not going to bring my car out. I'm going to tell you, if Zay, if Scotty, or Paul decides they want to take that car and go do something, have at it. Have fun. Pay for the gas. Pay for the nitrous.
Whatever you do, man, God bless you. And hope you have fun doing it. That's the only thing I'm saying. Only thing I'm just trying to get a point across to people is that it ain't going to be no racing because everybody is going on what everybody else is doing. He got a tune. I got to get a better tune.
But, Didi, how you feel? Okay,
Didi,
I'm going to name a group of people from Chicago right now that's going to keep drag racing on fire in Chicago. You got Zay. You got Ryan. You have Vaughn. You have Three Lug. You have Petey.
You have Stevie, and you got Skin that's on the street with Kamala. Hold on.
Come on, Sammy.
Hold on, man. Let me keep telling my lies right quick. You got Terrio. You got Mister coming out with a cop. You got Brother D coming out with a cop.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me keep going. Hold on, Dee Dee. You got, like I said, you got Mister coming out with a cop. You got Brother D coming out with a cop, coming back out with his cop. You got you got Big Drag. You got about it's probably five or six other people I could name from Chicago alone that's not on the same team, bro. You got Yak. You got Jack Ball. You got Mike Rattler. Okay, guess what? They all the same team, but guess what? They don't mind racing no other person that I just named, bro. You got Mike Verdino. Okay, so don't say, don't come on here telling lies because these are people that you won't
tell
race.
Tell lies about what? What have I told a lie about? I'm listening.
I'm just saying.
What have I told a lie about?
I'm just saying. I'm going to tell you, Diddy. You just said there ain't going to be no drag racing this year because you ain't racing nobody because you didn't got your ass pulled.
No. I said it ain't going to be no drag racing because niggas don't know nothing. Said right.
Diddy, how you going to say niggas don't know nothing? How you going to say niggas don't know nothing? But it seems like all that.
And I'm
going to
let you talk to me on out. Jeremiah, answer me this question.
Hey, Diddy, you get your ass pulled out by a Corvette? Fucking Corvette, a daily driver, every day around the corner, take your wife to ice cream day.
What I don't mind is losing. I don't mind losing.
But I'm just asking a question,
though,
D. So what it sounds like to me is you done got your asshole pulled out. Now you scared the race, so now you trying to lay the blame on
Jeremiah, I showed this.
Oh, people ain't gonna race.
I showed this. People ain't gonna race.
Just tell the truth.
You ain't gonna race, Dee Dee.
Don't say what everybody else is gonna do. You ain't gonna race.
You got three cars, right?
God bless you.
Yeah.
Hey, does Bushwick got a small block in the Dee Dee? Yes or no?
Hey,
or are you a liberty to say?
I don't want to talk about
I
no
just asked the
no
question,
Dee Dee.
All right, Dee Dee, let me tell you this.
Dee Dee,
let me tell you this. If Bushwick got a Dee Dee, if Bushwick got a small block in it, I'm gonna take. I'm gonna make an exception for you. I'm gonna come out with that Rico and I'm gonna clip your fucking nuts, nigga. Now you heard what I just said. If Bushwick got a small block in it, I'm gonna come out this year with my car and clip your fucking nuts head up. Now if Bushwick does not have a small block in it, I'm going
to
take the brakes, Bushwick man, out the back door, motherfucker. That's where you like to go. I'm going to take the break out the back door, motherfucker.
Jeremiah.
That's what you like to go, right?
Now he's taking the break. But he got a tuner,
y'all.
If you have a big block in the car, I'm going to take the break.
I got a small block in my car.
Jeremiah
I got a small block. I just said if you got a big block in your car, I'm going to take the break out the back door, motherfucker. If you got a small block, I'm going to try your Trump ass head up.
This is why there ain't gonna be no racing. I'm finna tell you why.
So. You right, because you got coward ass niggas on the phone.
How long have I been racing,
Jeremiah?
How long I been racing? How long I been racing?
I don't know, Dee Dee. You been racing, I'm pretty sure, 40 years probably, Dee Dee.
How many years have I took off? How many years you seen me take off?
Dee Dee, I don't, but Dee Dee, here's the thing. You may have not taken off, but if
you
did not engage, that was just as good as taking off, Dee Dee.
How many years have all them niggas you talked about took off?
Okay.
That's why I say I'm the baddest motherfucker around.
Dee Dee, you can't be the baddest motherfucker around.
Nigga.
You ain't beat the baddest motherfucker, bro. All right, you got three niggas from Chicago. You got Zay.
All I got to do is
hold on. You say you the baddest motherfucker. You got Zay, you got Ryan, and you got Vaughn. Which one of them motherfuckers
you
beat last year?
How many years have them motherfuckers took off racing?
Which one of them did you beat last year, man?
How many of them motherfuckers took off racing?
Which one of them did you beat last year? They ain't
ma'am.
Took off no year.
Ma'am,
Hey, Jeremiah,
you know what I'm saying?
Dee Dee, what
saying
are you saying, bro? You telling a bunch
said,
of
hey,
lies
Jeremiah,
on this recorded show right now.
They
ain't never took a year off since his car has been out. Vaughn has not taken a year off, so you fucking lying right now,
you
bro.
Got them to sit at the light, at
you
the
lying, Dee
Dee.
Why you always lying? Why you lying, Dee Dee? Dee Dee, name one year Vaughn took off, Dee Dee. I'll wait. Name one year. Dee Dee, name one year.
Didi, name one year that you seen Von take off. Name one year that you seen Zay take off. I'll wait.
And you told him that you wasn't going to pay him. Why you didn't pay him?
Name one year you seen them take off, Didi. DD, name one year you seen them take off, DD. DD, name one year, DD.
Tell me why you didn't pay that man. Just answer that.
Because that man fucked me early in the day. He ain't deserve to get paid. He fucked me early in the day.
Okay.
That's why he ain't get paid.
You're a gangster now.
Is that your answer?
I don't want
to
run you.
It ain't got nothing to do about being no gangster, DD.
I don't want to run you.
It ain't got to do about being no gangster, Didi. Hey, Didi, you fuck me out some money, you're going to get the same result. So what does that mean? It ain't no gangster.
I
guarantee. Hey, Didi.
I guarantee you.
You fuck me out some money, you're going to be the same situation.
No money business, Jeremiah.
Like I said,
you
Didi,
were dead wrong, man.
You got
you
three guys
wrong.
In Chicago that's on top. You got Zay, you got Ryan, and you got Von. You ain't beat not a nail, not a one of the three of them motherfuckers, but you talking about you on top.
You ain't on top of shit, nigga.
You on top
right.
of that thumb
you
in your
right.
ass. That's what you on top of.
You right.
That motherfucking
you
thumb
right.
on your ass, boy.
You right.
You ain't on top of shit, man.
Right.
You a jitty bone, bro.
But I,
hey,
you know
guess
what I want
what?
You to do,
hey,
Jeremiah.
Hey, you a good-ass bracket.
Hey, Jeremiah,
hey man,
you
a good-ass bracket racer. Yes, DD.
Hey, Jeremiah, you know what I want you to do?
Yes.
This year, I want
uh-huh.
you to get your car.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get one of mine, and I'm going to show up at the track, just me and you, and we'll
okay.
bet us a couple thousand.
Okay.
We don't need no crowd. Just me and
okay.
you. Let's see how it goes. Because you say
okay.
how tough that motherfucking body is. Get your car,
hey.
I'm going to get mine, and I'm going to hook behind my truck, and I'm going to take my car there, and I'm going to back it out by myself. I'm going to do everything by myself.
Okay.
And I'm 65. I'll be 56 this year, and I'm going to fuck
okay.
you right up.
You look good, Didi. I meant to
now,
tell you
can
that
you
for
do
66.
That?
You look great.
Wait a minute. Can
go
you
ahead.
Do that?
Can I
do
what?
That? What I just said. Get
can I get in my car?
Just me and you
hold on,
go
hold
to
on.
The track.
Can I
get you a couple
can I get
thousand?
In my, okay.
I'm gonna get me a couple thousand.
Hold on,
Didi.
Hey, Didi.
Yeah.
I got a cute ass dually, with a fucked up dough that I'm about to get fixed. I got a beautiful ass aluminum trailer, right? 28 foot of them.
Yeah.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I can put my
Let
car on the back.
It.
Hold on, Didi. I can put my car on the back of the trailer. I can back my car off my trailer. I could change my spark plugs at the track myself, right? I can get in the car,
mm-hmm.
and if I wanted to, I could fucking drive my car myself. So what are you saying, Didi? Mm-hmm. What the fuck are you saying, bro?
Me and
what
you.
What are
let's
you saying,
do it,
Didi?
Let's
okay.
do it. Me
so,
and you.
So, Didi, so, Didi, again,
it.
Like I said,
it,
like I said,
me
I am
you.
Not focused. Hey, but Didi, I am not
let's
focused
it,
on
man.
Driving my car at
it.
All
let's
this shit,
Didi. Me and you.
I'm not
that
focused on that.
We're going to do that this year. All
right, Didi, let's do it. Okay, Didi, let's do it.
Didi,
Didi, Didi, Didi, Didi, let's do it. We're going
to
start. Hey, Didi, Didi. Okay, Didi, Didi, you twisted my arm.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I got just got a text. We're going to start at $2,000 a piece, Didi. Your car, small block a piece. Get the fuck
man,
down.
Stop
there
talking about what's under the fucking hood.
You heard what I said. If you don't like it, Didi, if you don't like it, take that thumb, spit on that motherfucker, put
no
a piece
race.
Of Vaseline on
Mother
it, make sure you clip your nails
block,
good, and stick that
thumb
on your ass.
What's that small block of Jerry when you know it's got a small block in the car?
He got to have a driver. He got to have four spark plugs in. It ain't going to be no racing, man. This shit is dumb.
Yeah. It's dumb for you, Didi. Didi, it's done
this
for you.
Is done.
Everybody ain't got too fast for you, Didi. Didi, you probably still got a 57 in your box,
if
in your motherfucking car, boy.
Everybody ain't got too fast. Why you got to worry about what's under the
hood? I bet you still got a digital 7 in your car. You talking that shit with that digital
well,
7 in your
this
car.
Is gone, man.
Hey, you
it
got a digital
gone.
7 and fucking cow tracks on your car, man.
Hey,
stop that shit.
You got... You got you
need
got
to catch up,
you got 15 guys. You named 15
you
guys
up,
with race
up,
cars, and can't name
up,
one of them show up to the track by itself and race
hey,
the car.
Hey,
that's
hey,
no
hey,
money.
Hey, Didi, catch up, man. You
no
got
money.
Three. Hey, you got three cars
in
the race
said,
bush with right
why
there.
Catch up, Didi.
Hey, Didi.
You
got three cars in the race bush with.
And I bet
you that's your fastest car, right?
Bushwick.
No, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Blue Thunder. Blue Thunder. Hey, Blue Thunder, your fastest car.
You got people with street cars that are racing fuck up Blue Thunder, boy. From Chicago.
You ain't talking about nothing.
Street cars.
Stop
street cars
about
beat the shit out of Blue Thunder. That's your fast car, boy.
Hey,
what
did you
talking about?
Did you hear what I just said, though?
Man, stop,
did you hear what I said? Can you get the owner to get come by himself? I'm going to send Junior by himself. Invest $25,000 by himself.
Diddy, stop.
Back out the train and whoop his motherfucking ass.
It's okay.
Right off the train.
Hey, Diddy. You fell off. We understand. We're not mad at you. You fell off. It happened
to
the best of them.
I
understand.
You got to be the stupidest people on
you
earth.
Hey, Diddy, it's okay. You didn't fell
like
off.
That.
You didn't got old. You mad because you ain't being talked about nobody no more. Nobody
man,
cares
listen,
about
hey,
you.
Hey,
it's
hey,
okay,
Jeremiah,
man.
That's a
terrible joke, bro. It's okay, bro.
Jeremiah, listen,
you put a little bit too much soul in it, bro. It's okay. Diddy, you fell off like bad joke, man. It's okay, bro. It's okay, man.
Hey,
your race program is your race program is like fucking 2 grams of fentanyl straight to your veins, man.
Cause these niggas in the street is crazy. They ain't got nothing.
Man, stop, dude. You fell off like bad, though, bro. It's okay.
Hey, listen, Jeremiah.
Hey,
listen. Watch when your motherfucking ass
say
so. They gonna talk about you.
Hey, Diddy, I guarantee. I guarantee they speak my name more than they speak your name.
Now you're a bum.
I guarantee they speaking my name more than they speaking your name because you ain't doing shit, Didi.
Hey,
you ain't doing. Who you beat
this year? I don't want them to speak my name.
I'm sorry. Who you beat
you
in 2023, Didi? DD, who did you beat in 2023?
Hey, why do you think
I'm
don't call these shows? I'm calling out of time.
Didi, you don't call these shows because you're no longer relevant, Didi. You are a has-been. You are the past.
That's what I am.
You are the past, sir. You the past,
Jeremiah. All the older guys are the past, though, man.
Man, you the past, man. Brother D, get out that conversation, man.
Hey,
you invoking yourself in something that ain't got to do with you,
like
D.
Well, these young guys are
so different.
Hey, Didi, what you need to do is take that wonderful grandson you got,
you know,
teach him everything you think you know, man, and sit on the sideline with your pennies on and your goddamn Dockers on, man. That's what you need to do. Sit on the sideline with your race T-shirt on, your penny loafers and your Dockers.
My brother called ass back because he was supposed to show he was going to win, but he didn't. He ain't got no money.
Man,
he had 30
stop,
people with him.
Diddy,
got them
fell
man
off.
Could come up with the 2,000
Diddy,
to get them people
off
and
like
eat them
bad dope, Diddy. It's okay, man. We understand. You pulled that, Diddy. It's okay.
But
hey, Diddy,
I
got an extra. Hey,
truth,
Diddy.
Man.
Hey, Diddy, I got an extra grid over in the garage if you need it, man.
I'll
shoot out there to the heights and grab
the truth,
it for
though,
you.
Jeremiah.
Hey, I got an extra grid in the garage if you need it, Diddy.
Jeremiah,
I'm going to help you out.
Listen,
I'm
going to
feed your race program up, bro. I'm going to take you to a different digital age. I know you still
got
that digital seven.
And like I say, little mama with a 6 AL, 1/50 grade.
I know. I see.
So
I knew I had
a
6 AL in it. I knew it.
Fuck,
I was giving you too much. I said a digital
fuck.
7. But it's a 6 AL.
Hey, Jeremiah.
I knew it.
Jeremiah.
It's okay.
You don't even
hey, Diddy.
Hey, Diddy,
I know them 6 AL. Hey, Diddy. I know them 6. Hey, I know them 6 ALs. You can't degree more than 10 degrees out. Hey, fact check what I'm saying. With that 6 AL, I know you. So now I know how fast
you
go, Diddy.
You can't put it back.
Now I know how fast you go, Diddy. Diddy, I know how fast you go. If you spraying the car, Diddy, hey, guess what, man? You probably got about gotta have at least 10 degrees of timing in that motor. Man, stop.
Hey,
you crawling, boy.
Jeremiah,
you crawling.
Like
you crawling.
I said,
you maxed out, Diddy. 10 degrees
of
timing. You maxed out, man. You got a retard on there too. You got a retard on there too.
Bunch of dumb ass niggas in racing like
man,
yourself.
Stop,
that ain't gonna
man,
do nothing.
Stop.
That ain't
you're
gonna
outdated.
Do nothing.
You're an old man.
I'm outdated.
Go get
you're
you some
right.
gray
hey,
shirt,
Jeremiah.
Some
I'm
Paco
outdated.
Jeans. Crease them down the middle and wear your motherfucking penny loafers to the track,
and
bro.
A motherfucking
stop.
6 AL block.
You ain't doing shit,
Diddy.
Diddy, you ain't doing shit.
But I race every year.
Yup, for room. With Jesus.
I race every year with the same outdated
you on the way to the upper
and
room,
I'm the most feared motherfucker.
Your race career over with, D.D. Only
I'm
person
the most
that supports you is Brother D and Big
Drag.
Now,
you know why I know I'm the most feared? Because you just asked me
man,
for the break.
D.D. ain't shit about
see,
you.
Now you're putting,
no,
you putting me
ain't
in.
Ain't nothing feared about
yeah,
you with that bad ass.
You
just asked me for
God
the
break. Oh, God,
I'm
going to put
ain't nothing feared about you with that goddamn breath, boy. Cool out. Fucking talking about somebody scared of you. Nigga, please.
Why would somebody be scared of you, Didi?
Why you angry at me because I got on here and told the truth, man, about race?
No, I'm
it's
just
dead.
Angry at you because you got on here lying, Didi. You got on here lying.
It's
I don't like that. I don't like for people
it's
to
dead.
Lie, Didi.
Jeremiah, okay, tell me how many races went on last year in Chicago, Didi, if it ain't dead.
Man, stop, Didi. Hey Didi, I wish I could show you my phone and all these goddamn techniques keep coming through my phone, boy. Hey Didi, stop. The whole world knows you're dead, bro.
Text messages and
hey, you're
Instagram
dead, homie Didi.
Facebook
hey Didi, you're the walking
shit,
dead, bro.
Ain't
you're the walking dead, Didi. We don't start calling you 6AL Didi.
Hey,
6AL Didi.
Yeah. Hey Jeremiah.
Yeah.
I'm glad people think like that. You know why?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I'm all right.
Hey, dude.
I'm all right.
Dude,
I don't care
you
what
got
today.
Fucked
I'm all right.
Up by a Corvette, my nigga, that the nigga drives
yes,
his old lady to the ice cream store with. Dee,
yes,
you hey,
yes.
let me say what I respect
yes,
about Mike Tyson.
I got beat.
When that
by
nigga Lennox Lewis
and I
knocked
got
Mike Tyson
Ryan,
ass out, bro,
and
that
it was
nigga
only
said,
two
you know what?
I had.
My boxing career is over.
And I went to
I'm
the
done.
Track 10
I'm
times
start
trying
to run these
like
young
that.
Motherfuckers.
But I didn't get
no
more.
That's all you need to do, Dee. Just stop.
I didn't get no more.
Because your opinion don't even mean nothing no more, Dee.
Jeremiah. I don't want it to mean nothing, cause you think it ain't gonna listen no way.
Hey Didi,
you
like this brown shit? Hey Didi, let me tell you something right quick. You like this brown shit I grew up around? When you shake that shit and you leave it out too long, you shake it but don't do nothing with it, it go bad. That's what the fuck you are, boy. You bad dope, nigga.
That's what I
you're
am.
Bad.
Man,
that's,
hey,
you're
that's
bad. You're bad.
You
I'm not
like
even talking about Michael Jackson bad.
That's
you're bad, Didi. You're bad. You
hey,
fell
Jeremiah.
Off like bad dope.
Oh, Jeremiah.
You're bad.
I want you to try to get old
hey,
Didi. So you can
hey,
be Didi. Fucked
you're
up
shake,
and bad
bro.
Like me. How bad
they shook you too quick,
shit.
Bro. They wasn't ready. They
so
shook you, bro.
Stop talking
you like
that,
bad
man.
Dope, Didi. Stop.
Hey, Jeremiah, you should get like that. I want you to be able to get old
Didi.
And be like bad dope. But the way you're
Didi,
going, you're
like
bad dope. You're going to jail
you
for
got
probably cracking a car or
by a Corvette. A fucking Corvette that drives to
nigga.
The motherfucking store. You got beat by that motherfucker, boy. How do you feel that his foot is still resting in your ass? You walk with your two legs and your ass at the same time, mother, because Double D foot still sitting in that motherfucker for 2023. How the fuck do you sit down on that man's foot, nigga?
Hey, Jeremiah.
Man, stop.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Bad dope D.
Yeah.
I mean, bad.
Hey, Jeremiah.
Bad
yeah.
dope
D. I lost Double D. He beat
man,
me out $2,000. Ryan beat me out $5,000.
I know.
I still have
Ryan, hey. Hey,
hey,
ain't that fucked up? That nigga was spinning,
listen,
and fucked
listen,
you up. Still got you. So how do you say you the motherfucking doing anything, and Ryan Cobb
hey,
fucked up the whole
way
back and he got the blow
I won 50.
It ain't doing nothing different.
I won 50,000.
Hey, Didi. Hey, Didi. Man, stop.
I won 50,000. And guess how many people were betting with me? Guess how many was betting with me?
Didi, stop.
Guess
Didi,
how
stop.
Many people
Didi.
Was betting with me?
You won 50,000 in the shootout, Didi? Or in a
Didi.
Motherfucking, what type
grudge
of race was it? Was it a grudge race?
Grudge race.
What grudge race, Didi? What grudge race?
Grudge race.
What grudge race, Didi? Are you talking about multiple grudge races or one grudge race, Didi?
Yeah,
ain't a motherfucking team in Chicago bet more than Freak Life in 2023.
You have to wait until they kick you in.
So what you saying? What you saying?
Hold on.
You did what?
It ain't a team in 2023 to bet more than Freak Life, so what the fuck is you saying?
2-2-2-2. It's
well,
only two.
You know what I'm saying?
Multiple races.
It was 30 motherfuckers betting with you, nigga.
What you mean? I guarantee it was only 5 people betting with us. Now, how much
hey,
you want to bet?
With
I'm going to bet you $500 right now.
I got the
it was
list,
5
nigga.
People betting with us, bro.
I got the list, nigga.
Man,
well,
you so dumb ass. Hey, did you have the list
now
when Ryan got your ass? Did you have the list when Ryan skid down the motherfucking track and got your ass, boy?
Yes,
that
man's
car was all over. He couldn't even catch traction and got your ass, boy. That's how weak you are.
Hey, yes,
listen, man. The man burned rubber down the whole fucking track and got you.
Jeremiah,
Ryan
how many
president.
People were betting with you
fuck
when you
Ryan
lost that $2,000 down there and didn't
fuck
pay?
Man. The man, hey,
how
the
many
man burnt rubber
you
down the whole
lost
damn track and
pay.
Got you, man. What are you saying?
Yeah, Jeremiah. Hey, Jeremiah, don't tell me.
I haven't seen you win a race.
On you and
hey, man, listen, man. Listen, man.
Put the
I ain't
track
seen you win
you
a race since Larry Hoover was out, bro. What the fuck is you saying?
Jeremiah. That's
when the last time you
won
a race,
you didn't. And you didn't pay.
Don't nobody care about what you talking about, DD, because everybody on the phone know what the fuck it is, bro.
Hey,
you trying to crack an old ass
put
joke.
The whole track
I'm cracking
on you
a very
and you didn't pay.
Joke. You
hey,
let
Ryan I'm serious,
burn rubber
Jeremiah,
all the way down the track
why
trying to
pay
catch traction and gap your ass, boy.
Hey, hey,
you
Jeremiah,
let Double D get in
man.
A Corvette. Yeah,
this
he
a new year,
old lady
the
to the
year,
fucking
right.
ice cream
to race
with,
you, man.
And
you
he got your ass, bro. He got you.
Jeremiah, go pay
he
me.
He got
please.
You, man.
Jeremiah,
I'm just saying,
if, listen, Jeremiah,
hey, Didi,
Jeremiah,
me, do me a favor, Didi.
I know
when you want to talk that racist shit, man,
go pay the guy.
Go to the other corner and talk to some other niggas that ain't racing, man. Them the only niggas that's agreeing with you right now. Some non-racing ass niggas.
Oh, I know what happened. You were washing cars. Your mama just texted me, said you were washing cars, and you ain't making enough money to pay that $2,000.
Hey, Didi, all that's fine and dandy, but I bet you wish you was washing cars when you got your asshole pulled out. By that motherfucking dirty Diana, boy.
Text me
hey,
you
man, that dirty,
cow.
Hey, that dirty Diana shit is all
down.
Over you, boy. Hey, I ain't know you was that type of freak. I ain't know you was this kind of nasty shit, man. That man shit is all over you, boy.
I want the, hey, Jeremiah.
That motherfucker had
diarrhea
all over your face, motherfucker. What is you saying, D.D.? You should have seen your face over there, boy. You look like you lost your best friend, bro. Didi, you fucked up, bro. Bad Dope Didi. That's your name from now on.
Hey,
Bad Dope
Didi. Do me a favor, man.
You fell off,
man.
You fell
Jeremiah.
Off, nigga.
Why your car wash,
you fell
man.
Off, Didi. You fell off. You
oh, your car wash,
nothing.
Jeremiah. Where your car wash at, man? So I get my truck washed.
Oh, I don't wash cars anymore, sir. I don't have to wash cars. I'm rich now. I don't have to wash cars no more. I'll open up another car wash when I feel safe to do so.
Oh,
you know
okay.
what I'm saying? Right now I'm focusing
nah,
on this. Hey, Didi, I'm focusing on buying this day cab in a few weeks cash, bro. I ain't got time to worry about no brick and mortar, bro. I'm trying to run this bag up over here, bro. You know what I'm saying? That shit
oh,
you
okay.
be doing, you know?
Who you
signing, yeah,
man?
Yeah, yeah.
Much love.
Yeah, that's all
much
I'm
love.
Trying to do, Didi. I don't give no fuck about no race cars, no car wash. I'm trying to run this check up just so I can buy a couple more pieces of property. You know what I'm saying? So
my,
I ain't no old,
love.
Washed up, half bit ass
nigga.
I don't want
to
be that.
My nigga,
I don't
want to
be that. I don't want to be that,
that's
Didi.
Right.
I don't want to be no poor ass nigga only afraid to, you know, order 6 ALs and digital 7s. I want to be able to get whatever
right.
I want. You know?
Right.
I don't want to do that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't want to do that, Didi.
Yeah,
hey, Didi, if I decide to switch my car over to be a turbo car, I want to do that and not have to worry about, like, no issues and shit like that. Like,
don't, hey, Jeremiah,
shit I want to do.
Jeremiah, don't
if
do
I want to buy
man.
Another car, Didi,
I
like being, hey, Didi,
Jeremiah,
I'm just saying.
Don't do that,
I like
man.
The fact that I can wake up tomorrow morning and if I want
to
go
you
buy a car, all
up,
I'm going to do is call Street Over and Credit
Union.
I like being able to do that, Didi.
You got, hey,
I like
Jeremiah, you're going to have to work out there in the field. You're going to be a field nigga out in the field and then you're going to bring the money in and get to the white man.
You're right.
Don't do it, Jeremiah.
Don't.
You're already doing it. But stop, man. Don't do it no more. You working in the field all your life, getting all the money you can, getting to the white man.
You're right.
I'm telling you what you're doing, man.
Hey, Didi.
You're
a slave to the game, too, but we're going to leave that alone, all right, Didi? I know more about you than what you know about me. All right? Don't forget that. I'm keeping what you think, bro. All right? Don't forget that.
You're
definitely
a
slave to the game, baby.
There's
I promise
a lot of
you
field niggas out there.
We
so
all slaves,
bad,
baby.
You
in one way or
company.
Another, Didi. Hey, Didi. In one way or another, we all slaves, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Is that
it's
right?
Just about who. Hey, it's just about who number going to get checked first. That's what it's all about.
Is that right?
You know what I'm saying? That's what it's
hey,
that's what
it's
about, right. baby. It's all good.
It was love talking
I love
to you, man. It was love. It was all love, man. You know? Ain't no thing.
Yeah.
But
ain't
it's still
no
like
but
I said,
wine,
ain't gonna be no racing, man. Ain't gonna be no racing. Mark these words.
Damn.
Only people gonna be racing, probably me, Shaky, Big Sherman do his own shit to his pod too.
Hey, you
we all behind the time. We got 6 a.m. and a top radio.
It's crazy how motherfuckers really can't
sign.
We
ain't got no money to pay a tuner and a driver.
It's really crazy how motherfuckers can't sign to another nigga trying to get out the way. Ain't that fucked up? You know what I'm saying? See, I ain't like that. See, I ain't had to wait for a nigga to get out the way for me to shine.
Listen to me and listen to me well.
Hey, look, I mean, what's understood needs no explanation. That go for anybody.
No, I'm just saying, man. Be careful.
Hey, Diddy, you know what my new motto is?
But I'm just
saying. Hey, Diddy, you want to know what my new motto is?
You should
you
make it right.
Me one. Hey, Diddy, let me
give you $200 on it.
Hey, Diddy, let me tell you my new motto for 2024. You fuck me once, I'm going to fuck you three times.
You gonna pay when you lose?
I don't care who you are. I don't care who
pay
you are,
you lose.
Anybody in the trash, anybody in the real world, whatever. You fuck me out some money one time, bro. You fuck me out my bread one time, bro. I'm going to get you. I might not get you in front of everybody, but I'm going to get you. Hopefully you don't pay with your life. That's all I got to say. You fuck me out of
my
you don't pay with your life.
Hey, yeah, nah, I don't want no smoke, man.
Not you, Didi. I'm just saying. I'm just making it.
I don't want no smoke.
See, Didi, here's the thing, Didi. I'm talking first, Didi. I don't hide no shit, bro. I don't want to be no distraction.
I'll tell you what you did. You saw one, man. I ain't kidding.
Hey, look, Didi. Hey, Didi, let me tell you some slick shit. And I don't even have to tell you this, but I'm going to tell you this. Hey, Diddy, I asked that gentleman that you speak of. I asked him. I said, hey, man, hey, that's really what we on, bro? That's really what you going to do? That man told me it is what it is.
I don't care what you're going to say. I give you a chance, Diddy.
You take your chance. You don't take your chance. Whatever come at it, you got to be able to accept it. You know what I'm saying?
I don't care what these young cats do, man.
I'm just telling you, that's the way the world is.
Hey, that's between y'all, man. Whatever.
I took a major hit. 847 this morning. You know what I said? I said it's my fault. I told the motherfucker, I said, it's my fault. I did that to me. I fucked myself. Kurt Cobain, I take responsibility for it. That's me. It is what it is, D. I just want you to take responsibility for your slow-ass race program. That's it, D. Oh, you must need another homie to pass away for you to get fast. It's all good. I understand you got.
Oh, is that
it
what it is? Oh.
We begging and borrowing motors and shit, all kind of stuff. Man, I get it, D.
Okay.
It's okay.
Uh-huh. Is that what you think? Yeah, that's your opinion. Hey,
more power to you, bro.
Now, that's just my opinion. You know, I ain't nobody.
Man,
I don't want to be talked about.
Hey,
I don't want to be heard.
Just
I'm just on the show to let people know
Double D,
Gapping
Didi. Oh, my savior. Man, that man beat you by about 6 cars.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hell,
I beat a lot of people by 6 cars, Jeremiah.
I ain't seen it, and I've been around drag racing these 32 years. I ain't never seen it.
Oh, okay. You right. But he probably won't be.
Because
you're probably not a racer.
Yep. 27 years.
You
I'm 39. I've been around for 27 years. 27 years,
Didi. I've been in this. Hey, there's one thing I can't say about you, though, Jeremiah. You smart. You know how to stay out of my way.
Dee, I'm trying to get in your way, Dee Dee.
You say you always get out of my way.
Hey, Dee Dee. Hey, Dee Dee.
You fine.
Hey, Dee Dee. Hey, Dee Dee.
25 years of Dee Dee, you fine, motherfucker.
What kind of you raise Double D with?
Huh? Hey,
Hey, whatever car that was, you raised Double D with, I'ma lock your faggot ass in for this year with my reason versus that car.
Okay.
Head the fuck
hey, Jeremiah, you remember you said that in 2023? Kid was on the phone. Kid was on the phone when you said that in 2023. Sham wrote it down. Sham wrote it down when you said.
I'm going to
oblige. But you didn't run.
I'm going to oblige.
But you did not run in 2023. So you can make your mouth say anything.
I'm going to oblige.
Sham wrote it down.
Yeah,
yeah. Sham wrote everybody's name down, just like when I called the day. I called last year.
Hey,
and I told Sham, write all them niggas' names down. I'm going to the ass when the weather breaks.
You say the same thing.
And then nobody goes.
I'm undefeated. I ain't had to play a – you know what? You know what? I can't say that. Because I did have to play a lockup to Stevie, Puerto Rican pizza.
Man, we ain't talking about all that. That shit is old. Let's do some raping this year if you can. Now, I ain't trying to put no pressure on nobody.
Hey, Dee Dee,
I'm saying let's do some racing if
you got a Regal. Hey, Dee Dee, you got a Regal, and you said he the man, and there's another man in Chicago Regal to say he the man. Why both the men ain't racing each other? I'll wait.
Who are you talking about?
I'll wait. No,
who
I'm
talking
saying,
about?
You got a, I'm saying you got a Regal named Blue Thunder, and then there's another guy in Chicago, and then you say you the man, you on top of your game. Then there's another man in Chicago with a Regal that's pretty blue, and he say he the man. So I'm just trying to see why we don't see which one of y'all really the man with the Regals. They look like
because
y'all.
Because I'm in Chicago racing, and he down south racing. You unfollow that?
But did you just say that you won some money? Whoa, wait, hold on.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, Jeremiah, did you follow that?
Did you just say out your mouth that you won some money?
Hold it. Wait, stop. Okay,
hold on.
Did you follow that? He
no,
went
I didn't
down south,
just
I run Chicago quarter mile.
Hold on.
Right?
Hold on.
Same
hold
thing
on,
with Faith. He raced down south 8 miles.
Did.
And
so
Luke Dennis raced down south 8 miles. I raced
so
quarter mile
if
Chicago.
You seen that the, if you seen the
so we don't
trajectory.
Each other.
I got a question, Diddy. So then if you seen that the trajectory, look, if you seen that the trajectory of drag racing have gone to the eighth of mile, and you say you want to engage, why have you not done when in Rome with the Romans?
I'm not like everybody else, motherfucker. I'm my own man. I'm not a follower. I'm a leader.
That's your scapegoat.
Did you hear that?
Stop racing people.
Understand me. I'm a motherfucking leader. I'm not a follower.
I believe in security. I believe in security, too. I like security. You leave yourself a little room for error.
I am a leader.
Okay,
you niggas are followers. That's why y'all going to
8 miles,
and that's why y'all got
LKT.
Tuners, and that's why y'all got drivers, and that's why y'all paying these people.
And let
y'all
know
are followers.
Will be there
y'all
tomorrow,
ain't made to leave.
No later than 1 p.m.
You ain't made to leave,
because you need
nigga.
To junk
so
that weak-ass bitch.
None of them niggas you talk
you
about is
to
made
junk
to leave.
That weak-ass bitch. Push Bushwick off the motherfucking Eiffel Tower. Junk that bitch is weak. It's weak.
Yes.
Weak.
Yes.
Willie Bob.
Hey.
Big time.
I know it's a whole bunch of motherfuckers that say that bitch ain't weak. He ain't weak.
Man, stop.
And like
man,
I said, everybody that ran me last year and whooped me, ask them motherfuckers.
Oh,
let's
man,
get it again.
The
next
Corvette
week.
Run your life out.
The next week.
Corvette
I said,
run
let's
your
get,
life
I asked them 5 times in a row.
You let
let's
a stock-ass Corvette run your. That man got stock interior in that car. That car,
I understand
I can weigh
all
4,
that, but
pounds,
Jeremiah.
He gotta
but
weigh
what
4,
I what you don't understand is, I don't run for 500 after you beat me for 200 for 2,000.
Stop.
You gotta remember that. And I'm not
man,
a motherfucker
stop.
That show up to the track with 15 people to bet with me.
Oh man.
Motherfucker beat me for 5,000. I told him to get back to the motherfucking track next
that.
Week. I was there waiting.
Pussy,
on.
I just got about 25.
I went to the track
so
4 weeks in a row.
Man, that shit is so wet.
Wait
oh, my
go.
God.
Sam was there every
day. I'm laying across my bed right now. It's a gym shorts with no T-shirt on.
Did you,
man, the pussy
I got
is so wet.
He was trying to go every weekend. He asked me, why was I going to be what I want to do? But then, like they said, they don't race it no more. They race down south. But nope. I went to the track. Guess what? I went to that last race, Vaughn's race. I tried to run them all again. And nobody want to run. They say, no, you can't run quarter mile here. And then I went up there with Lenny and them, and they run that same vet. They run that same vet with C-Dub top. And God damn, I made 250 on the side. That's more than I own a bit. So you can't tell me nothing about racing, man. This bullshit y'all doing is coming to an end. It ain't coming to an end because everybody is following the leader. Everybody is following the leader. He get a tuner, I get a tuner. He get a driver, I get a driver. He get these tires, I get these tires. He gotta look down the track. I gotta look down the track. But they all pill niggas. They work out there, make all that money, and the white man come there, push the buttons, and they bet $5,000 on the hunters pushing buttons and driving their cops, but they call themselves men. I don't respect them as men. Not in the race game. He's probably on the street as a man, yeah. But in the race game, I don't think no motherfucker out there that's got a motherfucker tuning and driving and spending all that money with him and then call himself a racer. He's not a racer or a man. He's just a motherfucker out there spending money. A sucker. Real talk. You want to do something? Go to school. Get your book. Learn how to do the shit yourself. Stop spending $100,000. My motor cost me $3,200 for me to put it together. I bought everything and put it together. I'm $3,000. So when I whoop a motherfucker, I feel good. That's something I did. It ain't nothing no motherfucking hunky did. Ain't no hunky tuned my car, built me no $50,000 motor, and I go out there and run for $5,000. You motherfuckers got to be the stupidest suckers in the world. And then get a nerve to tell me these guys are the king. I don't want no motherfucker talking about me. Because this is our hustle, motherfucker. I want motherfuckers from here back to the East Coast. Because then nobody know me. I flip in and fuck a nigga up and go home. You niggas want to get on Facebook. I got this motor. I got a small block now. I got a big block. I got this motherfucker Jack Green tuning. I got Stevie Brad Jackson tuning me. I got Hurricane Louis driving this motherfucker. All them people cost money, motherfucker. And when you run out of watch out of the street, they ain't gonna even come to the track to look at you. Y'all got to be the ignorant motherfuckers on earth. Y'all go somewhere and learn something. Then tell me, put a grid in your car, Stevie. Put a grid in, motherfucker. Why would I put something in I don't know nothing about? Well, but if I do decide to put one in, you can bet I'm going to go read and learn about it, put it in and hook it up and use it. You niggas got to be the stupidest motherfuckers in the world. Your motherfucker told me one day, man, you got to put fuel injection on. Here, nigga don't even know how to start up a fuel injection car. And every time that motherfucker runs, they blow the tire off. They get goddamn hungry, tell him, go around there again, he pushed the more button. Go around there again, he pushed the more button. I see the motherfucker down there in that race at Alabama. Motherfucker tuna made $18,000. Didn't do nothing but push some keys on the laptop. You niggas got to be the sweetest motherfuckers on earth. Damn. Y'all got to be the sweetest motherfuckers on earth. But everybody won't follow the leader. That's what's in the world today. That's what you got to do. You got to do that. You motherfuckers is going to be broke trying to do that. Just keep it up. Motherfucker had to give you some money to get you some gas.
Oh, man.
It probably ain't going to be no racing, like I said. Give it a little while. These motherfuckers filling themselves now. They going to work all winter. God damn it, they going to slave out there in that field. And get that money to that hunky to tune it. And tell that hunky to drive it. I got to get enough money so he can tune it and drive it. And build a motor for me. Hey, he pushed the wrong keys, you blow up. Take it over to my buddy. He going to rebuild it for you. That's another 30. To put it back together. Man, these niggas is stupid, boy. He pushed the key so it can blow up. Tell his brother, his buddy, he coming. He just broke it. He coming. But then he told me he broke it. He pushed the button. He pushed the wrong. He put the wrong suit up in. Yeah. But these people so smart, so smart. They want to be just like everybody else. They want to go all over the world, all over here, and do this and do that. Yeah, keep doing it. More power to you. I love y'all when y'all do that. Go down south, man. I say go down there. I'm going to watch some TV. Motherfucker, I always go live. I can see it on this motherfucking 60-inch TV screen. Sure, well. Motherfucker just got blowed up. He got to start all over again. Drive and get out of it. Take off his uniform, get in his motherfucking car, and go home. Hey, nigga, fix that shit. I'll be back here when you get it back together.
Mr. Clark.
What's going on, Tupac? Yeah, the
man,
take it
easy,
man. He brought up for him, and then got there, even the driver. The driver, goddamn, he get in there, everything on the computer. Man, it didn't shift. Well, maybe the goddamn motherfucking tuna forgot to put the shift point in. Why you didn't get up, man? It didn't shift. Why you didn't get off the gas? I thought it was going to shift. Get that
name. Put a name on it.
No, I don't say that, man. I don't leave that shit alone.
Hey, Didi, I want to ask you a question.
Ain't got his son. Grandson or daughter or any motherfucker driving his car and he working on it, he's going to be broke. He's going to be fucked up, man. He might race 2 years. He might get 2 good years, but then he's going to lay off 4 or 5.
He's
going to lay off 4 or 5. I guarantee you, he's going to lay off 4. He's going to be, he might get 2 good years. Then he's going to lay off 4 or 5. The white folk going to move on to the next motherfucking field, nigga. Nigga, how much cotton you pick, nigga? I'm going to work for you. How much cotton you pick, nigga?
Hey, Carl.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Listen. Check it out. This for me and you, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Would you step out of your comfort zone and run the ace sometime?
Tupac, stop talking to me about that. You know I don't do that.
I just asked.
You know, why would I do that? That's y'all thing.
I just asked the question.
That's y'all thing. You know, I love y'all for that, man. Hey, that's what y'all have desire and that's what y'all want to do. Please, just keep doing it.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna bother y'all. I don't say nothing to you. Hey, man, I love y'all for that. Do what you. Hey, just as long as you rate. That's all I say. I don't give a fuck what you do, as long as you rate. Stop talking about
that's right.
You know? Now, I know, like I say, that like they tell me, Tupac, I'm the only motherfucker running the court. Well, why ain't nobody racing? If all y'all run the eight, why ain't nobody racing? Everybody run the eight. Everybody got small blocks. Everybody got big blocks. But ain't nobody running nobody. Huh? Tell me that. Answer that one for me. Man. Hey, and I'm going to give you a golden coin.
Well, I mean, they've been racing. I mean, you know, it ain't – racing has changed a little bit. You know what I mean?
Tell me that thing.
Well, a lot of us back then used to do the street race. Remember? We didn't even go to the goddamn track. But now everybody's going to the track. Okay? So
I've been going to the track. Going to the track, Tupac, since 99. I quit street racing in 99.
Yes. But what I'm getting at is...
Ain't nothing changed but the nigga.
Come on with it. When we was racing on the street, we drove each other garage and parked in front of the garage, talked shit. We took 2 cars, went out there and did our thing. But now, everybody's going to the track. So back then, hell, it was more street racing than it was track racing because it was much easier.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
You know, okay. It was much easier. Yeah. We didn't have to drive a whole long way. We go right over there, Austin, Costa, you know, kick some ass, get your ass kicked, and we laughed and talked shit about it.
Yep.
Now,
but now we're holy to run us off, right? Holy Trump run us off, right?
Yeah.
It might
come
be.
Right back.
I counted, and we was at Shams race. I mean, I didn't go to Shams race last year. I went to Big Drag race and I went to Vaughn's race. All the motherfucking killers was on the race team. I thought two races.
The other ones must have had problems.
Oh, okay, all right. But I'm trying to figure out how could you have problems if you got a motherfucking super tuner and a super driver?
That's a good goddamn question. Well, they probably
don't know shit. You fucking people don't know shit. They dumb. They dumb founder.
Yeah.
Don't know shit, man. Hey, I'm gonna tell you, Brian, ain't gonna be no race because some of these tuners, wait a minute, like you say, some of these tuners ain't gonna show up. And these niggas is fucked up. They lost. Let a tuner get caught. They take up to the track. And you're locked in. Motherfucker be paying punk out all year.
No, well,
they show up and watch what happens. These niggas don't even know how to start their cop. My son don't show up, I'm going to put my grandson in there. My grandson don't show up. God damn it, the pop got to drive this bitch now. I'm here.
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to have nothing. I got to have a motherfucking white man to tune and drive and check the tires.
Okay, so.
Look at this and look at that. You got to be losing your mind, man. No white man, no nigga, no nothing.
Yeah.
If I can't tune it, fix it, and drive it, I don't need it.
That's right.
Some of these guys, they need to get their money. They might as well get them a motherfucker to come to their house and knock their girl out. Get you a motherfucker to tune on.
Man,
yeah,
come on.
They pay for it.
Not
they pay for it anyway. You might as well get a motherfucker to do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I tell people, don't get offended. It's just beating the thing. I might be wrong.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong, you know. I like that. Tell me I'm wrong.
Well, sometimes we got tuners in our camp, and they don't charge us a dime.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But, hey, but what happens, though, Tupac? I'm going to tell you this like I told the rest of these guys. Okay, then. Lock in. Mm-hmm. 205,000. And just me and you go take track and run with me. Let's see how sharp you is.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Won't be nobody.
Mm-hmm. It'll be somebody.
Back them motherfuckers out and get out. Back them out and go back to the motherfucking line. I bet you ain't none of them motherfuckers going to do that. But they ain't got no sense.
Uh-huh.
They ain't got no sense. They can't do nothing. Can't no motherfucker. Ain't no motherfucker in Chicago can do that. Can come to the top with his own cop, with his own bag of money, and run by himself. Everyone that can do it. And I'll be waiting on his ass at the track.
Hey, what if he used to live in Chicago, but not no more?
I don't give a fuck. Get behind the wheel and come on. Knock that bitch out the trailer like I'm going to do. I'm going to knock it out, go around there, pack in, and go right to the stage lane. For whatever.
Yes.
For whatever. By myself, and I ain't going to have no 15 motherfuckers with me. These niggas, they talk about their race. They ain't shit. They ain't number positive by. And got white man, got them tuning and dry. They ain't shit. I'm telling you. They be mad at me. Call me this, call me that. But I'm just going to tell the truth. Them niggas ain't shit. You can't go to the track, goddamn, and back your car off the trailer by your motherfucking self with your own bankroll and get out. You ain't shit. Motherfucker got to have 30 motherfuckers with him to bet 2,000. God bless me for a reason. But he know I'm going to act a fool.
Yes, sir. Hey, that nigga Jeremiah remind me of Corey, man.
He's just as ignorant as
He remind me of Corey, man.
Yeah. He holding on to them other guys' dick. And then the same guy that wouldn't let him ride in the truck when they went down south the way. So, no, you can't ride with him. You see what I mean? But he said they love him. They all his name ring. Everybody's talking about it. This is why I don't want to be on these shows and don't want no motherfucker to mention my name. Because the next week they'll be saying, listen to that dumb motherfucker. He got fucked up. This stupid motherfucker there. They're like, yeah, but when you win, everybody with you. Everybody hanging on to you, you the man. Man, can't nobody beat you. You the motherfucking man. Lose one and watch what they say about
you. You might get away
you
with one, but
about him already. Hey, he lost that race for that 2,000. Didn't pay it, and every motherfucker from here back to Texas is talking about it.
But you know, and you know what I heard. Hey, indeed, this is what I heard.
Hey, Tupac, keep up the both of them cars bumped in and I both bugs on.
Yeah.
And the tree fell, that nigga's car cut off and he wouldn't pay. Hey, can you not say some shit like that? You
yeah,
know, hey, man, once you burn, I don't care. Hey, listen, hey, now you know, Tupac, a lot of motherfuckers owe me a lot of money. Motherfuckers have beat me like that. Knucklehead that beat me and owed me $8,000 on arguing cars and he beat me. I walked to that man and paid him. Said, you ain't going to pay me. He know he told me, Nick, I'll tell you when I get some more money. But if I need. And I laughed. So that's the way shit goes. But that's what Jeremiah should have did. He should have walked to them people and paid them and said, hey, why don't you pay me, man, that money you owe me? Or something, you know. But no, he got on some real gangster shit. I was like, damn. Took 2,000, and it's all over the world. I mean, it's all over the world. It ain't just in Mississippi. Niggas in goddamn Lexington, my cousin them in Greenville, they know him. So now who that nigga that took that 2,000? Cause he sure lost. I said, I don't know. I really don't know.
So let me tell you this. From what I hear firsthand, it's supposed to have been the boy's son that is him. Jeremiah. I just heard
Tupac. Tupac.